I am a man and you are a woman, so you will do what I say. You'll put him on the phone.
Well, Booker, you're not bossing me around, Matt. We don't do things like this in England.
Well, this is America, first of all. I'm calling from America.
Tough.
Pardon?
I can do sign language on the phone for him.
Well, how can you do so? He wouldn't understand that.
Yes, he can. Listen, listen. See?
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
You motherfucking prick!
Hey, fuckers. I was 15 years old and went to my Green Day concert. And they came out and the first thing they said is, hey, all you fucking assholes. I got pissed off. I was like, fuck you, man. Like, if I didn't even like Green Day that much, some guy was like, hey, man, a friend of mine in school was like, I got an extra Green Day ticket free if you want to go. I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll go. My mom said, yeah.
I'm Green Day, hey.
And that Billy
when
Joel.
When they piss on the crowd, that's usually when they get pissed at crowds.
No, he just, he comes out, like, it's just the beginning of the concert. He comes right out, beginning of the concert, like, hey, you motherfuckers! And they start playing, like, some song out of Dookie. I'm like, what the fuck? It was, like, when they were first coming out. It was, like, 95. But still, I was like, what the fuck's wrong with these guys? Just come out, like, fuck you,
when
fuck.
When you were still, quote-unquote, punk.
I was still innocent, young and naive. I was like, oh, well, of course, they'll be so nice to you when they come on stage. You're like, hi, thanks for coming. Thank you for coming to our concert. Now they're like, hey, you motherfuckers. And that's how this all started. Hi, everybody. Madhouse Radio for a Thursday night. Big surprise. October 22nd. Starting rather timely.
That we actually showed up and did a show.
About time, man.
About time, man. Hi, Milk Man. How are you? Hi, Milk Man. How are you? All right, Milk Man. How are you? All right, then, Tuck, how you doing, man? You fucked that chance up.
What's happening, man, my brother?
No, put on mute. No, you fucked that up. Tuck, you get first dibs. How you doing tonight, Tuck?
Show me all get it. Oh, y'all, show me all get it.
All right, Milkman, and what's your rebuttal? Milkman, what are you doing? You're making toilet? Be honest.
Go ahead, man.
Milkman, it's good to see you around. I hope everything is well with you. I understand you had another injury to your ankle again. The same ankle, the left ankle, the right ankle. What happened this time exactly? You got stuck in a wheel? Milkman, your shit is slow and gay.
Is he on a delay like me or what?
He's on some dial-up delay. What's going on? He's just sitting there. I see nothing but a green light from Milkman. No green light from Milkman, actually, now. All right, Milkman. I don't know what's wrong with Milkman. Nunu ordering Milkman to show his tits until Maven gets here. Followed with a please. I did update a podcast like I promised.
Hey, where is Maven? I haven't seen her online in a couple days.
I don't know. Maybe she's got a roll of toilet paper up there because she's bleeding. Milkman and Tucker here, as I said. I'm Carlito. I wanted to mention I did update the podcast with a new episode last week. I really want to get to editing last week's show, though. It was pretty funny. We had a lot of international calls. Who did we call? Then we called some crazy places. We called Vietnam, right? This girl got into me in Vietnam.
Yeah, last week was crazy. I can't remember though.
Yeah, I know. And I called the USSR also. Wanted to mention Zohar had sent me. He called me last night on the local news. I haven't seen YouTube video this yet. He doesn't have it. He only had a...
Zohar's on the local news?
No. He was watching the local news, and it was a news report about prank calls in Cairo, Egypt. Apparently, like, cell phones are... I guess some carrier moved into Cairo. A new cell phone carrier moved into Cairo, Egypt, the Cairo area, and they're offering very affordable cell phones. So women are starting to get a lot of women are starting to get cell phones for the first time in Cairo, Egypt. And there's a lot of men who are prank calling random cell phone numbers and harassing them sexually or just, you know, prank calling them and stuff like that. And it's become a big thing, a big problem over there, prank calls to women. And if you can imagine what a...
Big, international ban on Egypt.
Can you imagine what an Egyptian guy's prank calling a random woman would sound like? Like, would he be like, you know, I could see your face? You know, here, like, you know, here they do something really creepy. Over there, they're probably just turned on because, like, oh, yeah, I'm looking at your face. I can see your legs and your head.
Your hair sticking out of your hair.
I watch you wearing jeans. You know, I don't know. They're so...
Your hair is sticking out of your bark. And flowing in the wind. Oh, my God, it's so hot.
I want to sit down on the table next to you when we are not married. I want to talk to you when you are not my wife. Oh. That is what a prank call would sound like, a weird, creepy guy. Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
Yeah, that's how they creep people
from Egypt. I can see your face, everybody. Let's see what numbers we got here from Lonesome Loser. Lonesome Loser, Lonesome Loser, Lonesome Loser. Sending in numbers here for the Rainbow Room. Smarties Mart, an Indian guy answered there, Las Vegas. We got Rude Dogs Nightclub in Covina, California. We got the Fo-Yo Restaurant. Tayo, Yo Philly. Sushi Yo Sushi. Yo-Yo Restaurant. Sleepy Hollow Motor Inn. The Kebab Land. Ali's Kebab, an Arab guy answered there in Eugene, Oregon. Kebab Station, an Arab woman answered there in Denver, Colorado. The Kebab Shack in Portland.
And Milkman has quit.
Milkman has quit. End of the Road Inn is in Pavilion, New York. Where's Pavilion, New York? That place sounds interesting. And then we got some hotels in China. Also here. China, everybody.
Hey. International incident. Ready to have right here at the Madhouse.
That's right. I wanted to hear a prank call that Reclude.
6 miles.
I was eating a burrito today, and I was thinking about KDK, and I was thinking, remember this one time Reclude and I, KDK
you
was...
You were eating a burrito, uh-huh. And you followed KDK.
Yeah, quite literally. That's, I don't know how to explain it, but that's what happened. I was eating a burrito, and I was thinking about KDK. And I remember this one time me and Reclude were hanging out on a Wednesday night, and Reclude said, hey, let's fuck with KDK. Is he on the air? And I said, yeah, he is. And I called and I did a voice changer thing, and KDK was like, it was really dumb. But then Reclude did this thing where, like, he called in with the old lady voice and tricked them, and, like, KDK knew it was Reclude, and he got, like, really offended and sad about it.
Right.
So I want to listen to that. I haven't heard it. I just remembered it, and I haven't heard it since way back when. But it's been about 2 years since maybe I've heard this. Let's play it.
I'm going to do shot number two right now. I'll do a count off for you. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, drink. Oh, my phone is... Where did I leave my phone?
Hello, how are you doing, dear?
Wonderful, yourself?
Oh, I'm fabulous. I'm wonderful. I'm wearing my favorite pink negligee, and I feel very feminine.
Oh, my God, would you like me to ask you a question? Why didn't you do it?
Why didn't I do what?
Kill yourself after your fucking boyfriend left you a fucking thing. Blah, fuck you, you ain't no pranker, you're a fucking loser.
Wow, that was Reclude calling in, being really awful and evil and negative. I'm very disappointed. Reclude, I really thought you were a better person than that. Man. I'm in shock. What I really mean to say is what a backstabbing, cocksucking prick. What a fucking asshole. What somebody that I doted respect on, and now he stabs me in the back like everybody else. See what I have to deal with? Reclude, I hope you have a retarded child. You know, Reclude, I could ask you the same thing. Why didn't you kill yourself after your woman left you? Because she was hot and you're a fucking mess. You should go kill yourself. My ex-boyfriend was a hunchback retard. I can do better. He won't, because he's a fucking hunchback retard. And on the line, we supposedly have Hell's Fury here.
Fuck Hell's Fury. That was interesting. It's always funny. Because Katie Case is so drunk. He's like,
that was
hey.
Pretty mean on both accounts, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but when I haven't heard it. I did laugh again when I heard that. It's kind of funny,
dark,
though.
Because
Katie Case is drunk off his ass, like, that's not about a good playing the Sly Rock. Well, I'm Zuck. What are we clapping? Alright. So what do we do then? Let's call these kebabs. We're going to call for some kebabs. Nunu is recommending that we do the Egyptian creepy prank to a woman here in the U.S. Good idea. I think we can do that.
Hey, there's welcome in.
Hey, Mookman! Oh, Mookman! How's that, Mookman?
Hey, man, give me
a coda. Hey, man, give me a quarter.
My connection's like shit tonight, man.
Yes. That hotel room connection, man, I'm telling you. That'll do it. You're being throttled.
On the phone talking to Sprint, they've been having all kinds of shit going on here.
I hear you, man. All right, let's do it, everybody. First prank call tonight's coming right now.
No,
we're calling Ali Kebabs.
Hey, guess what, guys? I'm very gassy today. I'm going to get in fart position. I think I might be able to fart on the phone. It's always fun. No, I'm losing it, though. Come on. Pick up before I lose it.
Hello.
Hey, yes, this is Ali Kebabs.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. This is the Kebab.
Yes. This is Ali Kebab, yes.
What kind of way is that to answer the phone?
I'm sorry, I was late.
Okay, well, open the doors. Come on, I need you to write down my order.
Are you behind the door now?
No, but I'm going to be coming soon, so open the doors and get ready to... You got to take my order first.
Are this time of night?
Yes.
Where are you coming from?
From Orlando. I haven't... Did you hear?
Orlando, Florida, you mean?
No, did you hear?
Did you hear what?
Did you hear that?
Did you troll already?
No, I farted on the phone.
Oh, we don't let this kind of people in our place.
No? Where are you from?
No.
What's your ethnicity?
We don't let this kind of people in our place.
You sound Syrian.
Even if you're Mexican, still we don't let you...
No, we're not talking about me. We're talking about you and your subpar washing abilities and the fact that you people don't wash your hands when you go to the bathroom.
You talk about yourself first, man.
No. I have... you guys were in the newspaper.
Yes, we are, sure.
Yeah, you're in the newspaper. You failed inspection, and there were people not washing their hands when they went to the bathroom there.
So, you see how big a liar you are? My place is closed for many years now. When did you read that thing in the paper?
It was on microfiche.
When did you read it?
Microfiche.
See, you are just making a fool of yourself by saying this stuff.
How did you know?
And I love to talk to you.
Yeah?
When did you read that? When did you read that in the paper? Which we didn't wash our paper before you go start to work. When we go to the toilet.
In the library.
When did you read it?
In the library archives.
In the library, you read it.
In the archives.
What date was written? What date?
2001.
See, go learn something, man. Go say.
No. But it says right. It says that the people were shut down twice, so you had fines. And that there were people not washing their hands in the bathroom and coming back, and that you were mixing the poultry and not cleaning the surfaces.
Uh-huh. You read it in what? Uh-huh. What, 2001?
Yeah, you didn't clean 2001? The surfaces. You had unclean, porous surfaces.
That was the time I had a good time in the bathroom. Does that mean I was going to the bathroom? I was playing with myself.
You were playing with yourself?
And I came out. I thought, you're going to come over so I can serve you. I was playing with myself, and I didn't wash my hand. I thought perhaps you were going to enjoy the food better.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I did enjoy
it,
though.
You like that kind of stuff, or you want me to wash my hand?
No, I don't like it. The dirty's fine. That's fine.
So don't come in, then. So what did you call? How fool are you?
How many fathers do you have?
How fool are you? Why are you making a fool of yourself more and more and more and more?
How many fathers do you have?
Don't you know how to stop fooling yourself?
How many fathers do you have?
I got many. How many do you have?
You have five fathers. You don't know your mother was so many men
I have seven or eight.
Because your mother's...
My first father, which is a so-called father, is Benjamin Franklin.
So
the second one is, yeah, I mean, who is your first father?
I only have one father because my mother's not promiscuous.
See, that shows, I mean, your father didn't do a good job, and he was a fool, too.
Because,
I'm a
wait a minute, hey, Hajib, Hashun,
hey,
old Mike.
My so-called father was a Benjamin Franklin, and I'm very proud of it. You had just one father, and somehow he was a fool, too, because he didn't teach you good manners.
I had one father.
You talk or love to talk to an asshole of you.
Sir,
I
you're
love
not,
it.
You're not making any sense.
So do you want? Why? I don't make any sense. Why?
Because it's not a bad thing.
I get my,
you keep interrupting
I get
me.
My
I,
so far,
sir, I can't help you if you keep interrupting me. Yeah,
no,
I can.
I didn't ask you to help me.
Well, no, you called me here. You're looking for help. I'm calling back. So
no, you called me.
No, no, I have it here in my log. I have it right here in my log, sir, that you called.
You make
listen.
Stuff again.
Listen, I've got to hear my log. I'm going to read it to you.
I don't have to listen to you. I don't have to listen to you.
Listen.
You know the first,
Ali's Kebab called in at 9:48 p.m. An Arab guy called in at 9:48 p.m. from 7th and Taylor at from Ali Kebab's. So why did you call?
Where do you live? What area do you live?
We're Valente and Associates.
What area do you live, you fool?
Portland.
My place is closed almost for 2 years.
But
so what are you talking about?
But you have an outstanding warrant.
Whom? I don't have one outstanding warrant.
No,
I
you
have three.
You have out.
And what the fuck do you want to do about it?
I'm going to go over there and push you around. What's the matter? Are you being?
Otherwise, so I'll push you the way you never saw it in your life.
Are you being fresh?
Who?
You.
No, I'm not fresh. I told you I was just playing with myself.
Okay, so tell me the truth about your five fathers. Why was your mother? Why do you not know who your real father
the
is?
The first one, that so-called father. See, your English is not good. You don't hear good, too. I said I have so-called father, five of them. First was
no, you have five fathers. You have five men that had sex with your mother all the time, so you don't know which one
See,
is your real father.
You're a fool. You are. You asshole. You are a sex maniac. You think if you call somebody a father, has to have sex with your mother. Is that what your father was doing to your mother?
Yeah, my mother was having sex with my father. Yes.
Man,
busted.
You are an asshole. But you know what? Don't be ashamed, because nobody was listening to this conversation, so you don't make a real fool in the front of the people.
There are a lot of people.
You fool of yourself in front of me, and it's okay, I'll let you go.
You're okay? You're on the radio right now, sir.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Well, so say your name so in the radio, all the people they hear, you know, what kind of fool you are.
98.6.
Okay?
It's Madhouse Radio, 98.6 The Mouth.
You are exactly what you are. You're in fucking Las Vegas in one of those hot houses because you're trying to hunt somebody who didn't pay their credit card or something like that, and you don't know how the fuck you're doing. You know what? No, I know you're... Boss is a fool, too, to hire you to do this job in that hot house.
Okay. All right. You figured me out. Well,
okay.
I came here to pick up your mother from the whorehouse. Okay, she's off.
Who?
Your mother.
Did you pick her up?
Yeah, because she's done working for the day.
I'm glad you did.
Okay.
I'm glad you did, because she's going to shove her pistol in your butt.
Her what?
What? You don't... What kind of speaking English language are you?
Her pistol? Well, no, you didn't say an English word, stupid asshole. You didn't say an English word. You said something in Arabic.
See, you don't know. You don't know even Arabic yet. So how did you know what I said?
Old Mike.
You know Arabic?
Old Mike.
You know Arabic?
I see, yes.
You know Arabic?
Tell Arabi.
You know Arabic?
Arabi.
Which one for your father was Arabic?
Old Mike, couscous, Old Mike.
Which one or second one?
Couscous, Old Mike.
That's it. That's the couscous only. You don't know what the couscous even is.
It's your mother's cunt.
Asshole. Couscous is not Arabic. Couscous is a food which is come from the north part of Africa.
You're so fucking stupid.
You don't know between the Saudi Arabia or Arabia and North Africa yet?
It's all the same as
man,
a bunch of...
Man, you cut me in a good mood, man. You cut me in a good mood. You want to talk more?
Yeah, I don't make any distinction.
Tell me about your sister. Forget my father. My fathers are dead. Tell me about your sister, which is alive.
All five of your fathers? What happened to your father? Did they have AIDS?
They are dead. Just don't talk about the people are dead already.
Because they have AIDS.
Tell me about your sister, which is alive and beautiful.
Well, my sister's dead, so...
Oh, she is?
Yeah, so we can't talk about her.
Dead or, dead or, dead or alive for your sister.
Hey, that wait a minute. No, 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 no. Don't.
Just bring him over.
Do not.
Dig him off that grave. I can serve her. Still, I can serve her. I enjoy it.
Uh-huh.
It's a Halloween is coming. I'm seeing, you don't know my habits. In Halloween, I just fuck the dead people. So bring the, your sister here right away.
Yeah, I'll bring your mother also.
Fine.
Your mother. Because your mother likes...
I told you what my mother is going to do to you. Do you still want to do it?
Yeah, I'll be into that. Yeah, she likes having sex with women.
There we go. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So are you going to learn Arabic for one of these days or not?
I'm going to... Well, your mother's going to teach me Arabic.
So are you going to have tonight come over to my restaurant and have my special?
No.
I haven't...
No, you don't wash your hands. I'm not going to do that. You don't wash your hands.
Hey, I have a dick kebab. When I give you a dick kebab to eat, what do you care about if my hand was washed or not? You are getting the real thing, which I was playing with. Now you are complaining about why I was playing with my dick.
All right,
I'm going to serve you the dick kebab.
All right, cool, dude.
All right.
It's long and skinny then,
cool.
Right?
Call again, please. I enjoy talking to you.
I like talking to you.
I almost have a hard on.
You like talking to men, right? It makes you aroused?
Like you call yourself a man.
Yeah, oh, definitely. I have a penis. I have a penis.
Real.
I have penis
you
and two
are
testicles.
Not even real close to a man.
I have a penis and two testicles, sir.
Seems like you don't have business. What
I don't have
ever the hot house you are working in, seems like you are desperate to get something.
Well.
Otherwise, you was going to hang up and go talk to somebody else and try to sell something to somebody else.
No. I have plenty from your mother. It's okay.
Whom?
Your mother,
so
I do.
Where are you coming from, you said? Where are you coming from?
You said I'm from the Hut House. The Hut House.
See, there we go. There we go. The Hut House.
Okay.
Do you know what the Hut House means?
Uh-huh. No, not really.
Hut House means the shed house. Go learn English.
Okay, I'm from the toilet.
Hut House, this means the shed house.
That's,
is that what it is?
That's where you masturbate and wash your hands.
Millions of them in Las Vegas. Did I guess correct or not? You are in Las Vegas.
Yes.
There we go.
There we go.
So go fuck yourself.
All right, buddy.
That was one weird fucking guy, man.
What the heck?
I don't know. That guy's just fun to talk to.
Those guys didn't get drunk. He sounded like he was wasted.
He's a gay brother.
He's chewing a lot of cat. What the fuck's wrong with that guy? Hot, hot, hot house. You need to say bollocks on testers. Hey, Big Maven's in the house. I pray to God I ain't got two left feet.
Yeah.
Of course, Mia's here also, Big Mia. All the big girls are here tonight.
Hello, ma'am.
Nick Gambino's saying, yeah, true, we gotta call that dude back later. The fuck is his deal, man? It's like, hold on, you asshole, you know. What is he? He's got five fathers. Was he saying his forefathers? How does he know about that stuff? I guess you gotta. I heard that like if you have to study to become a legal immigrant to get your citizenship, you end up learning a lot more than the average high school
stuff
student.
Like presidents and history and stuff.
God.
Basic,
yeah.
Basically stuff like that.
You end up learning more than like the average high school student, probably. Average college student.
True, you do.
Yeah.
You seriously work for citizenship.
It was a woman once at a job I had in a bank. She was studying for it. She was studying for it, and we were like hanging out and reading the questions, and we were trying to quiz each other. And a lot of them are hard. It's like, which amendment does this? I'm like, I don't fucking know. I don't know what the fuck amendment.
Yeah, you go, mate, baby.
Big titties from Maven. All right. All right, everybody. That was the first prank of the day, and that was not bad. All right, cool. We got those hotels in China here to hit up in a little bit. Let's try to stay a little domestic at first so these people don't shut down on us. Lonesome Loser worked hard to confirm these numbers, and I think we should respect them for that. The Rainbow Room is a bar and grill, and they're in California. What can we talk to about a bar and grill? I should say I lost my wallet. That's always fun. Could throw in some spaces in there.
Wow, it's not too far from here. It's about like 20 miles south from here.
Yeah? Good. You should go there and take a shit, big shit in the toilet, and break it.
I took a big shit.
Yeah. All right, cool. Everybody, next prank call, as promised, coming right up.
Hello.
Hello.
What are you doing?
Hey, what's up, Hollywood?
You called me earlier. What is this? You called me in an Arab thing.
Yeah, Arab thing. How many fathers again? Five? Four fathers?
How many? all of our forefathers were doing this to make this country the way it was.
Yeah. I should have
had the forefathers.
Hollywood, last week we were telling Russians, what was it? We were telling them that Stalin was homosexual. No, that Lenin was a homosexual. No, Stalin, right? We're saying Stalin was gay. That's the deal.
Stalin
and Lenin are homosexuals. What's up with you, Hollywood? What's your website again? Everyone, tell everyone the impossible to find website.
The impossible. HollywoodVanyaFranks.com.
And Vanya is spelled how?
J-A.
V-A-N.
With a J.
V-A-N-J-A. Okay.
Oh,
cool.
The pirated horror movies.
The pirated horror movies. Okay. I don't know where that comes from, but all right. Hey, guys, I got a lot of prank calls here that we need to get to. Hollywood, are you down for that, or did you want to talk about something at first, which we can do? Ooh, Iran! Everybody, breaking news. We got a number in Iran here, everybody. Woo. Let's see here. The Guest House International in Sanya, okay? Grand East Sea Tourist Area, Sanya City, Hainan, China. Here we go. I'm sorry, reading the wrong one. Estegal International Hotel on the corner of Valley E. Asser Street and Chamran Expressway. They have expressways in Iran. This is in Tehran. What do you think, Hollywood? You got an idea? Hollywood.
I'm sure I will come up with one on the spot.
Okay, well, we're on that. I'm going to actually... Are you in the chat room? I'm going to copy-paste you this shit right here.
I am in the chat room.
Let me copy-paste you some shit here real quick. Give me a second. The thing won't go up. Very nice. Very good. Thank you, MIRC, for always fucking up as usual. I've got Asian. I've got kebabs right now. And I've got the hotels in China. I got a few hotels here in the United States also. So I'm going to send you a selection of what I have here, Hollywood. You tell me what you think you would like to prank call. We'll call that. You get the first one, then I get the next one. You know how we normally do this. So, did you get my message that I uploaded some unedited content? You said if you had a chance, you might try to edit a few prank calls of you, if you get a chance.
I got your text message.
Yeah, I sent you a text that I had uploaded that. You said
that was when I was in practice at the time.
Okay, yeah. Well, don't feel obligated, but if you get a chance to edit one show, you do, and between you and I, we could probably get a lot of prank calls up here in the next week or two. Awesome. All right, you should have gotten a plethora of numbers there. You tell me what you think. It'll fall asleep.
Marty's Mart.
You see that Mart? Yeah, that looks kind of fun.
Yeah.
Smarty's Mart in Las Vegas, which is the last guy we talked to. He said that we were from Las Vegas, so maybe he's on to something that we're not. So let's get on it. Hang on, Hollywood. Don't go anywhere, brother, all right?
I know if Hollywood was trying to call. I don't know what's going on. Well, that's Hollywood. I got to do this call on my own then. Sorry, guys.
You fell asleep again. See?
I don't know. The phone crashed, and all of a sudden it was like,
Hollywood.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, hello.
Yes, hi.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Now? Yes, finally. Thank you. What took you so long?
I didn't see I didn't realize I got dropped.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to hit flash, and hopefully it doesn't do it again. Hopefully it's not a phone thing. Cross your fingers. Cross your cocks while you're at it. Oh. Hello.
No. Every time I hit flash, it doesn't want to. Holloway, give me your phone number so I can conference you. We'll try it reverse ways. Fuck. It does it sometimes. I don't know. It might be his phone. Remember, Recludes does it too.
Hello.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, it did this with Recludes' phone. Like, he had a certain phone line that every time I hit conference on it, it would always drop them, and just that one.
This is my cell phone, so.
Send me your cell phone number, and I'll try to do it reverse. I'll call them first and then conference you in.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
I don't know if it's feasible. We had to do it really quickly. And we'll give it a try. And, well, anyway, well, since that's going on here, let's go ahead and give a call to China. All right, China here, the Shaanxi Grand Hotel. In Shaanxi, China, everybody.
Still haven't gotten the phone number from Hollywood.
Hello,
yeah, hi. How you doing there, big girl?
Just a moment.
Hurry up. Wow. Yes, hi. This is the People's Republic of China.
Hello?
Yes, this is the People's Republic of China.
Wait a moment.
Fucking Christ. How much is this call anyway?
你好.
你好吗?
你好.
Ching Chong.
Can I help you?
Yes, hi. Yes, I wanted to make a recommendation, please.
You want to make a reservation?
No, yes. Listen. Your people were supposed to come pick me up from the airport, and I'm still waiting here. Like an asshole. Who is this that I'm speaking to?
You reserve a hotel, but no one to pick up you?
No one to pick up me.
Airport?
No, that's right.
Yes, we have... Wait a moment, please.
Hurry up.
May I have your name, please?
This is Vagina.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
English or China?
No, no, no. My name is Vagina Asshole.
And,
Do you know how to spell that?
You make the reservation?
No, no, my name is Vagina Asshole. My name is Vagina Asshole. Do you look me up in your computer for my reservation. Vagina Asshole. My middle name is Taint.
You make the reservation of the name?
Vagina T Asshole.
Only yourself?
Just myself. I was hoping to have the company of a nice lady later on, if you know what I mean. If you'd be willing.
And
how about you suck my cock for your citizenship?
You're in the first floor, no?
Uh-huh, yeah. I don't care, wherever.
Can you see a girl with a red coat? You can talk to her. And this is our hotel staff.
Let me get this right. If I see a girl with a raincoat, I can talk to her, and this is the hotel room staff.
Yes, you can come with her, and you can come to our hotel, okay?
The girl in a raincoat?
Yes, you can see it. And black trousers and red coat.
Does she have squinty eyes and black hair?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, I see her. I see her right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll tell her.
Oh, yeah. Tell
okay,
her, please.
Bye.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Oh, asshole.
Returning to main menu.
What the fuck? Yeah, you all feel sick, girl.
That was mean.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
Vagina Taint Asshole. That's my name. I'm going to say that's my name for the rest of the night. Vagina Asshole. Little name Taint.
That's a hard place to call.
Yeah, no kidding, man. It's like pulling teeth. Teeth from a Chinaman. There you go. Zolar says I have to shut down Justin.tv and change it from entertainment to social. That's a lot of work, man. Zolar, I don't know. Is Zolar going to be on tomorrow on the Lego station? Lego was on last night. Had a good show.
Zolar, you change it. I have us change it. You change it.
Yeah, you change it, man. Well, this is Zolar. I'm going to sit back here. He's probably sitting there all comfortable in his boxer, smoking drugs. In his chair, nice, comfortable leather chair, all sitting there. Oh, yeah, you need to do this, do that. Yeah, do this, do that. I'm Zolar. Zolar, why don't you break us off a little bit? Help us out, huh? You think you are?
Yeah, exactly.
Break us off some switching of the Justin, Mr. Computer Man. Kidding, Zolar. I don't know if Zolar's going to be on tomorrow, but he should be, and if he's not.
Hello.
No, you got my mama.
Uh-huh. Hey, what's going on, kid?
You got my mama. That means you say you got a vagina pussy. That's me.
Vagina asshole. Get it right. Ni hao ma. What's going on with you, kid?
Ni hao ma. Gang da hang wo ba.
All right. Good deal. How you been? I haven't talked to you in, 4 weeks now.
But we now my hand say chicken fried rice.
Listen.
You order yes or no?
Oh, that was an SBD right there. I get to talk
with him. I don't give a fuck. Delivery or pick up.
All right. Hey, seriously, you want to do a prank call or you want to just make funny noises?
I don't know.
Okay.
I want a prank call.
All right, you want a prank call? You want to call China?
Yeah, TJ, Japan.
Japan? What are you making, like, recommendations? Oh, yeah, call Japan. Let me see. Let me see if I have Japan here. No, I got Iran, but Iran is for me, not for you. I've got...
Afghanistan?
China. The Guest House International in China. You ready? All right, me too. Let's do it. Woo!
You got my whole family.
All right, cool. I want you to just talk shit in the background, just like you are right now, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Ni
hao ma. That's doing it.
It's not going to be conference. You see that? I did it right now. Huh. I don't know if it's a Google Voice thing or what. I think we might need to get the toll-free line again, guys. Oh, shit. That's not good. That is some bullshit right there. Yeah, but I think I know a way around it. Give me a second. Let me configure something. I'm going to play a prank call here from the past while I try to get a way around this failure of us inability to conference fucking calls here. We've done this before. Don't worry. Don't panic, everybody. Hollywood Vanya sent me his number also. That's good. Good news. Good to know. Any recommendations for a prank call we can play? Milkman or Tuck. Or Kokanee for that matter. Looking at a whole list of them here. There's one called the Bible Machine.
Nigger Cab.
Nigger Cab. You know, Milkman, it's Nigger Cab, first of all. You just take any opportunity you can to drop that N-word, man. You're going to get your ass kicked one day.
Wow.
No, man.
Uh-huh.
You are.
Yeah. One day he's going to be like, oh, nigger, 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 and he's going to get killed.
Just
blaze. Oh, all right, hang on. Let me get work on that. Killer, all the girls see the look at his kid. Near your cave. Get his car. All I say is,
look, mommy. Website there, livestream.com.
Yeah.
What? This is Alan. I need a ride home. Where you at? I'm headed to the bar. What? I'm over here at the bar. Who the hell is this? Hang on.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yeah, that is the taxi service.
Man, who the fuck is this?
Is this the taxi service?
Man, I'm about to fucking whoop somebody's ass. Who the fuck is this?
Is this the taxi service, sir?
You think that shit's funny, huh?
Is this the taxi service?
Yeah, it's package service when I put your head on my motherfucking wall, motherfucker.
Look, sir, I got a man over here. He done diarrhea all over himself. We need to get him out of the bar. We're here in the barrier.
Yeah, I give you a fucking man diarrhea or something. You see the fucking blade about sticking your ass. Who the fuck are you?
Listen here, sir. Now, I don't understand you. I don't appreciate your violence with me. Now, I'm the manager here at the bar, and I need to get this man out of here. He's drunk and he can't drive. Now, are you going to help us out or not? Turkey ass motherfucker. What are your problem now?
Jive turkey, you bitch.
You didn't hear, boy. You don't talk to me like that now. Who are you? You damn racist people over here, random contact couple. You gonna come pick the man up or not?
You jive turkey motherfucker.
Who are you speaking to, son? What's your name? Let me speak to your manager.
I don't know, but you better talk white in about 3 seconds or your ass is gonna be fucking knowing something about fucking off button.
But now, I need to know if you can come pick up the man or not.
Where the hell are you?
We're over here at Dickie Doo's in DeBerry.
Dickie Doo's?
Yeah.
Man, you just show me a place, dude. I'm about to come whoop some motherfucker's ass because I don't even know who the fuck you're talking about.
How much you going to charge you, guy? Pick somebody up over here, the taxi cab.
Man, this ain't no motherfucking taxi cab. I'm coming fucking picking somebody up. I'm whooping your goddamn ass.
I kick your ass, you son of a bitch, than your goddamn mother.
What?
I'd murder your mother.
You motherfucking nigger, how you like that, you piece of shit?
I'm not a fucking nigger, you son of a bitch.
You nigger motherfucker.
He's probably a nigger, man. What? What you don't... Oh, sir. Well, let me speak to Michael Frazier.
Man, I'm a motherfucking, this is a private goddamn phone. It's a white man that don't want to hear from no goddamn niggers calling me in the fucking middle of the night.
Listen, boy.
What the fuck you call, boy? I'll show you a boy with a 12-gauge shotgun, motherfucker.
Listen, Cracker.
You got three letters.
Listen here, Cracker.
Hollywood.
Honky.
All right, we're going to try this again. Cross your fingers. Hopefully this works. If not, there's fucking problems. All right, everybody. 3, 2, 1. Oh.
I don't know what the fuck is going on with Google Voice, everybody. No clap. There's it. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I don't know. That's weird.
I'll tell you some fucking three-letter motherfuckers.
I'll see you here in your taxi. I'm going to urinize in your gas tank.
I don't give a shit about gas tank. I'll see you in the fucking mud in your ass.
Shut up, motherfucker.
I don't know who the fuck you are.
Who you? Are you Michael Frazier?
Man, this ain't Michael Frazier, man. This is motherfucking white man.
Shut up.
Don't want to hear
you. I must have the wrong number then.
Yeah, you got the fucking wrong number, so fucking don't call this number again.
Listen here. Hang on here.
Listen here, you tell me where the fuck you are and I'm gonna come in and
I'm David, the manager here at the bar. What seems to be a problem?
I don't care what the fuck is the problem, but someone's calling up my goddamn phone. I ain't a fucking taxi cab.
Hey. Now listen to me, I've had you calling this establishment plenty of times now and I'm gonna have a trace. Why are you calling here being violent? We've had some guy calling here making racist comments before. Is this him?
I ain't calling making racist comments. I'm calling racist comments now because I want to hear some fucking nigger call me.
Leroy over here is saying you're calling him a nigger and stuff.
I am calling him a nigger because he's calling my goddamn phone. So
why do you have to call people nigger for? What's your problem? Is this we calling the taxi service and trying to get in touch with Mr. Frazier? You don't.
I always wonder what it was in the background where it goes at the end there where it goes, you don't. I don't know what that was. You don't. He said something there. I don't know why I cut it off. Hollywood.
Is the right one?
Yes, this is the right one. All right. So let's try it again. Let's see if it's a landline thing or a Google Voice thing. If I hit conference here, it shouldn't drop us. In theory, okay? So you want to try that one that we were going to do before, then Smarties Mart, they were the Indian guy that answered in Las Vegas.
Right.
All right, hey, now please just, positive wishes, pixie dust, whatever it is that you believe in. I don't know what religion you are, whatever it may be, but just fucking do it now, because I know we got big trouble.
Where's pixie dust at?
It's in Orlando, Magic Kingdom. Okay, good. It works this way. Hey, Kuka, do you want a Google Voice?
Yes. Hi, is this Smarties?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have any specials tonight on... I'm so sorry, I've been sick.
Can you hold on for me? I have a customer. Can you hold for me? I have a customer.
You're going to cut a customer in half? What?
I have a customer. Can you wait?
You're going to eat a customer? Okay, go ahead. No, eat a customer. That's fine.
Nom 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 nom. Did he hang up or hold?
Hold.
Hold, eh? Alright. What's going on with you, Hollywood?
Returning to main menu.
Oh, no, he didn't.
You have no new messages. To place a call, press 2. Please enter the phone number you would like to dial, followed by the pound key. For international numbers.
Oh, I ain't got no messages.
This is a free call.
Order him to apologize, Hollywood. You know what to do. Don't play that here. I remember all that fun we used to have prank calling for jobs on Monday mornings. Oh man, those are good times. Milkman, did you get any?
Yes, sir. How dare you hang up on me?
Yeah, I have a customer. I was busy, that's why.
Hey, you didn't have to hang up on me. You could have put the phone down. I could have listened to your whole transaction. There's no reason you should have hung up on me, sir. I had a simple question, and all you had to do was answer it when you got through with your customer, but you hung up on me. Now you've pissed me off. I'm a stripper. I've been stripping all night. And now I'm going to come there and I'm going to rip your freaking throat out. You understand me, you asshole?
Sorry about that.
No, you can be sorry about it, but here's the thing.
I didn't hang up. I just put the phone down.
No, you didn't. You hung up on me, you jerk. So here's the deal.
Do you
have any
want
hot dogs ready?
Huh?
Do you have any hot dogs ready? That's all I wanted to ask. And you hung up on me.
I didn't hang up. If I did,
you
sorry.
You hung up on me. You hung up on me.
I just put the phone down. Sorry.
Oh, you didn't. You hung up on me. What kind of phone do you have? Is it one that hangs up on the? Is it a cellular phone or is it what kind of phone is it?
It's the.
You tell me. What's the model number?
I just put the
phone
down.
What's your name first? No, what is your name first?
Who's this?
This is Summer Big Johnson. I told you. What is your name, sir?
Why?
Your name is Why?
What? Just tell me what you want and I'm going to tell you.
I told you. You all you had to do was answer my question. Now you have come down this path. And here is what's going to happen. You tell me your name right now.
Get.
Your name is Gay?
Get. G-E-T.
Get.
Mm-hmm.
What's your last name? Alive?
Huh?
Is your last name Alive? Is that what you're trying to play games with me now?
No, I'm not oh, my God. Okay, what do you want? What do you want?
I want to know. Oh, you know what? Hang on. I'm going to get my boyfriend. Just a minute.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, who's this?
What's going on?
Everything's cool. I don't know what's wrong with her.
What'd you do to my girlfriend?
Huh?
What did you do to my girlfriend?
I didn't do anything. Who's this?
This is Casey Jenkins, man. Who is this?
I'm gay.
You're gay. I don't care what your orientation is, man. What's your name?
Why?
Your name is Why?
Do you have a question or what?
Yeah, hang on. Let me get my girlfriend back on the phone.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes. Did my boyfriend tell you what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. See, I told you. I bet you're quaking in your boots now, aren't you?
Oh, no. Don't worry about that.
Okay. Do you have any hot dogs ready?
No, I don't have any hot dogs. I already told you.
Okay. What do you have ready tonight to eat?
I don't know. Some sandwiches or something? You like sandwiches?
How much is your gas?
$2.53.
You are in trouble. That is an FCC regulation. You are not supposed to do that over the phone. I'm calling the police right now.
What? I don't have to tell you the price? The gas price on the phone?
You know what? That is illegal to do. And I did that on purpose to get you. I'm recording this entire call. Did you know that?
Okay, it's okay. Why don't you come in the morning and talk to the manager?
No, I want to talk to you. Your name is Get Alive, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm just a clerk. If you want to talk to the manager, you can talk to the manager.
Okay, here's the deal. Okay, so this is Smarty Smart, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I am part of Mensa. If I come in there and buy a sandwich, do I get a discount for being in Mensa?
What kind of discount?
For being in Mensa. So you're so dumb, you don't know what Mensa is, do you?
There's no discount.
Okay, do you know what Mensa is?
No.
It's just the same as Mensa Trading. I'm Mensa Trading right now. I'm going to come in there and bleed all over you.
Oh, my God, okay.
You want this blood, don't you?
I didn't do anything. You told me about... I was... Oh, my God.
I can't believe you're staying on the phone with me this whole time. All this time. And you haven't hung up once, you dumb jerk.
Okay. So, you finished?
No, I'm not finished. I can go on all
night.
Because
I have a customer. I have to answer the customers.
No, let me talk to the customer then. Put the customer on the phone right now.
They're outside. They're pumping gas.
Well, when they get through pumping, I'll be on the phone waiting for them, okay?
Okay, what do you want?
Until that customer comes in.
Let's start over. What do you want?
I want to know everything there is to know about you. Get.
Who's
this? I told you this is Summer Big Johnson. What color is your hair?
Black. It's
black, isn't it?
Yeah, why?
So your skin is brown, too, isn't it? Is it dark brown, or is it like the tanner brown?
Why don't you come over to the store?
I'm not going to come there. No way.
Yeah, you can talk to me because I'm going to hang up the phone.
No, I want to talk to the customer.
Because I'm busy. I'm not supposed to talk to you like this.
Oh, so you're busy now, huh?
Yeah. If you have any questions, just ask me. Otherwise, I'm going to hang up.
No. I'll tell you what I want. You ready?
Yeah.
I want to talk to the customer outside bumping. That's what I want.
Why is that?
Because. It doesn't
I'm going
to
hang up. Sorry.
No, don't hang up.
I'm going to hang up.
No, you better not hang up. Give me 2 more minutes. 2 more minutes, okay?
Why?
Because. 2 more minutes, and we'll start the clock right now. Okay, so give me 2 minutes. Are you counting down?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So where do you live? You live there in Vegas right now, right? You live in Vegas?
Why?
I'm just asking. I'm trying to kill 2 minutes.
You are just a customer. Just ask me what you want, and I'm going to answer. Otherwise, I'm going to hang up the phone. Sorry, bye.
No, you can't hang up the phone.
Call him back for a minute and 40 seconds, all right? Are you ready?
All right.
You need to give us another minute and 40 seconds.
Returning to main menu. You please enter the phone number you would like to dial, followed by the pound key.
Can you do a different number?
No, same one. We'll have to call him back from the 305 in a little bit. Excuse me. All right. So, in the meantime, we can call Iran. I say we call Iran. Why not? Unless we want to call China first.
No, it doesn't matter. It's up to you.
All right, I'm going to call Iran. What the hell? Let's try
it. Come on.
The host with the most. Esteg. This
you
is
want
the...
to call me a, you want to call me a sister?
No. Call you a sister. This is my sister on the line. Okay, this is the Estegal International Hotel. They're on the corner of Valhalla, a bunch of shit, okay? They're in a corner somewhere in Iran. Tehran, Iran, the capital of Iran. The enemy and the cornerstone of the axis of evil. Per former President George W. Bush, God, his name be praised. Isn't that what I used to say in my prank calls? His name be praised. All right, hang on. Don't go anywhere. This is 11 cents per minute. Let's do it. Yes, hello.
Hello.
Salam alaikum. Shut the fuck up. Hey, I gotta make an order, please.
Order?
You speak English?
Yes.
It's your fucking problem, sir. Are you a little slow?
This is a Estegal Hotel. What can I do?
I need to check my reservation, jerk off.
Hold on, I can't do reservation.
Son of a bitch.
Huh?
American reservation. Asshole! Hello?
Yes, sir?
Yes, this is the hotel in Iran.
Yes?
I need to check my reservation.
Sorry, sir. Is it possible to check it after 7 o'clock?
No. You listen to me. I'm American, and what I say goes. Now, you check the fucking reservation right now. Where's your computer? Turn it on.
Sorry, sir?
Maybe you don't have computers in Iran because you're so third world nation. Backwards! But I'm an American. You will turn on your computer now and confirm my reservation, or you will go to the papers and look in the papers.
Have a good day, sir.
I command you to do this in the name of the United States. Oh, fuck it. It's a war. It's on.
In his name. What are you doing?
It's on. Don't worry, folks. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. We'll play a new song. We need a nice war song. Let's play some Metallica. What should we play? In honor of the United States of America here, we're about to go to war with Iran.
One.
Good idea. All right, one by Metallica as we enter into this...
We enter into Sandman, right?
Yes, that's right. We're calling on behalf of the people of the United States of America to Iran here, apparently. Maybe we'll start an international incident. That'd be quite interesting. I don't know how to spell Metallica appropriately. I don't have any A's in it. How do you spell one? O-N-E?
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that? Okay.
I think there's three letters in it.
W-U-N. Right.
Three letters and one.
W-U-N. Right? There we go. I got it. Thank you, Milkman. All right, everybody. Here we go. Metallica 1. We're calling Iran. We're going to call that gentleman back. Actually, you want to start this one off? Say you're the wife?
Sure.
All right, cool.
Sure.
All right. Here we go. Thank you for your call.
Hi. How are you doing, sir?
Hello.
Hi. I was just wondering, my husband called just a few minutes ago, and he was hung up on very rudely. He's trying to check his reservation.
Hold on, please.
You check his reservation, sir?
Shut up, Nanu.
Oh, my God.
Reception?
Hello, sir. How are you? I just wanted to call my husband. Yes, my husband called in just a few minutes ago, and he was hung up on very rudely, and he's just trying to check his reservation. Is there any way for us to check
his reservation? I'm sorry, lady. Is it supposed to tell you something?
Excuse me?
Yeah. I don't know why your husband was very angry, and in fact, he used very tough words and very impolite. I'm so sorry.
No, what did he say, sir? I'm very sorry. What did he say to you?
No, not problem. He said, I want to check my flight reservation. I'm calling from America, and perhaps in Iran, you don't have any computer. It's very, very bad. And this is written and disconnected. I'm sorry.
Slow down. I can't understand you. What did he say to you again? I'm sorry? Just talk
no,
a little bit slower.
Not at all. Okay.
Hello?
May I have your reservation number, please?
You know what? I don't have my reservation number, but it's for Vagina Jones.
Oh, yeah, hold the line, please. Okay, is it possible to ask you, your reservation is for when?
Please.
It's for today, tomorrow, when? Is it possible to clear everything?
Yes, sir, it's for tomorrow.
For tomorrow. And your good name, please?
His name is Vagina Jones, J-O-N-E-S.
J-O?
N?
N-E-S?
S, yes.
Yeah, hold on, please, let me check it.
Vagina.
For tomorrow, yeah?
For tomorrow, yes, sir.
No,
what time is it? Sure. What day is it there right now?
What time is it right now? It's 6:45.
6:45, on what day? Is it night or day there?
No, it's a day.
It's day? Okay.
Yep, in the morning.
Okay, that sounds wonderful.
Sorry, lady, may I ask you your family name, please?
My family name is Jones.
Jones?
Yes.
Sorry, is it supposed to spell it again?
It may be under his middle name, Taint. T-A-I-N-T.
Sorry, is it possible to repeat it again?
Vagina.
Jane?
Sir, I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Give me the phone. Give me the phone.
Oh, you hurt my arm.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello, sir?
Who it is? Who is?
Hello, sir.
Who is?
Hello?
Who is this?
Is it possible to give me your name? I want to find your reservation.
It's under Vagina.
Sorry, sir.
It's under Vagina. V-A-G-I-N-A. Look in your computer right now. You tell me. Why do you not have my reservation that I paid for? Am I on speakerphone?
Is it possible to spell it?
Listen.
Is it possible to spell your family name? I can't hear you slightly. Sorry, sir.
Is this the hotel in Iran, first of all?
Yes. The hotel.
In Tehran, Iran?
Yes,
okay.
In Tehran.
Listen. Look me up under Vagina. V-A... G-I-N-A.
V-A?
V. V like vagina, A-G-I-N-A.
G-I-N-A.
No, stupid. Tell the woman to not be involved, because this is man business. Tell her. to go away and go clean. Woman, go away right now. Is this understood? Listen, tell the woman to go away right now. I can't have her around. We're talking, we're men, and we're not married to her. She must leave.
Yeah, is it possible to hold the line, please?
Is that your wife? Who is the woman there? Is she your wife? This is too fucking expensive. Hello? This is too fucking expensive. 11 cents a minute. Hello, hello? Man, I never lost Hollywood.
You know, it really freaked me out. There was an echo on that, and I think we're being listened to by the ACIA. I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding. You don't believe me? Listen, there was an echo halfway through that, and all of a sudden there was an echo.
It was the RIAA.
Listen, shut up.
Is that your wife? Who is the woman there? Is she your wife? This is too fucking expensive.
I can't hear it anymore. There was definitely an echo there. You think we're being listened to? You think there's an automatic thing that says, hey, there's a phone call from
the
United States to Iran?
RIAA, I'm telling you.
RIAA. Oh, we'll call back in. What would you do? You know, this house was raided once by the cops for prank calls. What if it ended up like we got like raided by the FBI next?
So high, you can't get over. That's the next step.
The only place you can only go
the
up.
Next step for greatness, brother. This is a
chance. All right, we got Ambos Mundos in Havana, Cuba. Fuck, dude, we gotta call Cuba, right? How can we not call Cuba? We already called Iran.
That would totally get.
No, dude, you know Iran is probably. You know someone in Washington knows we just called Iran.
Oh yeah.
No. Okay. If it's so illegal, we should Google should not let us do it.
Did you call it with their Google number?
Yeah, it comes up with a Google number. I'm not worried about it. It's Google that did it.
Did they know it's you?
Dude, you're right. Google knows. Google knows, man. Google knows. All right, well, we might as well call Cuba while we're at it.
Could you hear the echo?
Yeah.
You think we're being listened to on the other end?
Yeah.
We're being tapped into. We gotta analyze that prank call. I think we're definitely being tapped into. But
I think they were recording it for future reference.
No, I'm not saying that they were recording. I'm saying that you could hear like someone was tapping into the line. You think probably internationally? It probably wasn't the United States. I bet you it was wiretapped along the way.
Yeah.
I bet you anything, our line was being wiretapped, probably in Iraq. I don't know wherever the trunk cables go through somewhere there.
I actually
have
traced it back to a cave.
Turkey. I bet you the Turkish government does it for the United States, that kind of phone traffic. They tap into that VoIP traffic right there. All right, we got Cuba. You ready to call Cuba?
Yeah.
Cuba. Havana, Cuba, everybody. This is Obispo number 13. Is the address. I don't know. I don't understand it. It's the Hotel Ambos Mundos. Obispo number 153 SQ Mercaderes, Havana, Cuba. Alright, cool, everybody. Let's do it. Alright, everybody, changing plans. Couldn't get the number to Cuba to work. We're working on that. Lonesome Loser's checking it for me. In the meantime, we're calling the Reefa store. Reefa store is in Tehran, Iran. Commercial manager Muhammad Ali Korsani. Nunu saying call Iran and ask about the homosexuals. Good point. We'll mention that now. Nunu saying there's a lesbian sister of Mia's who wants to be called. Mia, have you sent that in?
She's lesbian or not.
hot she was. All right, no answer there. No answer there, everybody. We cannot call the store. It might be too early. It's only almost 7 a.m. over there now.
It would be great to call them. I was thinking about calling up and when they answered to say I'm former TV child star Fred Savage from the Wonder Years.
Yeah?
And I'm working for a new company, and we're trying to get orphan children here in the United States over to Iran. For good Christian families over there.
Good Christian families over there, yeah. There's good Jewish families, actually, is what you should say.
No,
all right, listen. We got the Yaz Safaya Hotel in Iran. The managing director's
Hebrew family.
The manager's name is Sine Galabaf. Apparently, all right. Let me paste that here to you, so you have that information. Hollywood, now you're ready. You know where we're calling.
I'm actually outside. I got kicked out of the house.
You got kicked out of the house.
Too loud.
Too loud. Really? Your wife said to get out.
Yeah, she said, get out.
Get on the front porch. Oh, my God. All right. I'm hoping Lonesome Loser can confirm that Cuba. Here we go. Okay, we got confirmation from Lonesome Loser. We're going to give that Cuban shot. Cuban number a shot. If it doesn't ring through, be advised we're going to call the another hotel in Iran. And ask for the manager by name because we have the manager's name. Fuck, we got him there. Let's put some Gangstar.
Returning to main menu.
Yeah, we can't call Cuba apparently on Google Voice. All right, that no dice with that. So we're calling the hotel. Hollywood, are you there? Calling Iran. Cuba can't be called. Yes, hello. Is this a woman?
Hello.
Hello. Is this a woman?
Hello, yes.
Is this a woman? Hello.
Woman?
Yes, hi, woman. How are you?
Thanks.
Good. Woman, I can see your face.
Just a moment.
I'd like to see your face. All right, good. Started already.
Transferred.
What's the whole?
I
need to speak with John Bakash Hamad. Asked.
Hold on a minute.
Did you hear the whole music? I need to speak to John Bakash Hamad. Asked.
Play the old song again.
Hello. Yes, I need to speak with Jana Bakash Hamadast.
Jana?
Jahan Bakahash Hamadast. Asshole!
Returning to main menu. You have one new message. To listen to your messages, press 1. Please enter the phone number you would like to dial, followed by the pound.
Callback. Yes, I'm going to speak to American speaker right now. English speaker right now. Shut up. English.
Hello.
Woman. Is this woman?
Jenna.
Yes, hello. Who is this?
Hello?
Yes, I need to speak to an English speaker immediately.
Immediately?
Immediately. An English speaker, now.
Hello, what are you doing?
No, do you have an American speaker, please? Production on the Malaga one that I shall come again. No, you have
an
American speaker, please. Hello? I don't like that air. What are you doing? Hello? Do you have an American speaker? You have a Spanish speaker? Spanish are all over the place. India? Your Spanish?
India?
These people are stupid. All right, I'm cutting that because it's expensive. These people are stupid. We got breaking news here, though. This was reported about 2 hours ago. I wasn't aware of this, but apparently a U.S. airliner loses contact and overflew its destination just a few hours ago. A Northwest Airlines flight carrying 144 passengers from San Diego to Minneapolis lost contact with air controllers for more than an hour and overflew its destination by 150 miles.
Wow.
The National Transportation Safety Board said that two pilots of Flight 188, an Airbus A320, told authorities after landing safely on Wednesday night that they had become distracted during a heated discussion about airline policy. This was yesterday that this happened. Wow. Is that... What?
I can't believe Douche finally got up in an airplane and is a pilot now, huh?
They became distracted during a heated discussion about airline policy and they overflew their destination by 150 miles. Wow. That's really fucked up. The NTSB said on Thursday it would review the pilots' flight data and voice recorders and interview the pilots. Oh, man. You know, if they were talking shit about airline policy and now the NTSB is going to review the tapes, you know, it's basically... There was a, fuck the NTSB. They're a bunch of faggots. Oh, wow. That's got to suck. Among other issues, investigators will explore crew fatigue to see if the pilots were tired. Northwest is owned by Delta Airlines, blase, blase, blase. Apparently, this was yesterday. It was the second unusual incident involving a U.S. airliner this week. On Monday, a Delta Boeing 767 with 182 passengers landed on a taxiway instead of its assigned runway at Atlanta's Hartsfield Airport. The taxiway, which is parallel to the runway, was active but cleared of ground traffic. Well, that's understandable, because fucking Atlanta's airport is the most biggest fucking jumble-fuck-confusing piece of shit ever. That is the most... If you've never flown through, you know, if you don't know what I'm talking about, oh my God.
Piece of shit.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. All right, anyway, so what do we do next, then? We got numbers in Essex, England, a little closer to home, not as expensive. These are only 2 cents a minute.
Let's call Smarty's Mart back.
Smarty's Mart. Okay, yes, that's right. We had fun with Smarty's Mart, yeah. Indeed.
7 minutes, 40 seconds with him.
That's right. Okay, Smarty Marts, everybody. Don't go anywhere. We're playing that shit.
How you doing? But then soon as you walk by that bitch, I will not do it to myself anymore. So if you're confused about what I'm saying... I refuse to walk around and watch people on my job looking over my shoulder, people lying to me, people talking about me. It's ridiculous. It is sad. I can't take it. I'm not gonna take it. I don't have to take it. I'm not a dummy. I know how to find another job. But I refuse to walk around people. You can say what you want to say about me. And if you see me on the street, I'll let you know whatever you want to know. But I refuse. For the last 6 years, I made $6 an hour. That ain't nothing. I just got a raise after 6 years. I know I'm qualified. And after saying this, I don't care if I ever get another job in radio, period. It does not matter to me. But... I never will not be setting the mood at BLX no more. I refuse to walk around with people that'll speak to you. Hey, Netta, how you doing? But then as soon as you walk by that bitch, I will not do it to myself anymore. So if you're confused about what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.
On a big station, 93.
Smart stuff, can I help you?
Hi, yes, just get...
Huh?
Miss Gett?
Yeah.
Hi, Gett. I still had a minute and 40 seconds left with you. So, are you still busy?
Yeah, it's kind of busy. What is that? Who's this?
Oh, this is Summer again. How are you today?
Good. You?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. What, can you tell me, I've got a friend that got locked out of his house around the corner. And is it okay if he comes over there and warms himself while before the locksmith gets to his house?
Where are you right now?
Oh, he's around the corner.
He's in the corner?
Only problem is, yeah, he's around the corner, but he just has underwear on. Do you have any clothes that he could possibly put on? But he's really cold.
No, I don't have any clothes.
No, do you have, maybe you could put some paper towels around him, or can you wrap him in paper towels?
Paper towel?
Yeah. You had a big
paper
towel.
No, I don't have any paper towel.
Right? Okay, well, can you maybe tape some napkins to him or something?
What kind of napkins?
Any kind of napkin, just tape them to him. Do you have tape there?
Where is he right now?
He's around the corner. If you say it's okay, I'm going to send him up there. But I said, like I said, he only has underwear on. So if you could just tape some napkins to him to cover him up, that would be great.
Okay, send him over.
Okay, well, hang on. We still have about 35 seconds, okay?
35 seconds?
Yeah, we have 35 seconds left.
For what?
So, at what time do you get off yet?
12.
12?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing afterwards?
Well, I'm going to go home or something. Hey,
you gonna watch
I'm
going to
hang up.
So hang on. Are you going to watch a movie tonight, or can I come over and watch it with you?
I'm busy right now. They're watching me right now, so I can't talk.
That's okay, but what movie are you going to watch tonight? And do you need me to bring some popcorn?
I don't like movies.
You don't like movies?
No, I don't
like
movies.
You like a rat? Did you say I like a rat movies?
No, I don't
movies
like movies
rat?
At all.
Oh, do you watch sports then, or what do you watch?
Hello.
Huh?
I'm busy right now. I'm going to hang up.
No, hang on. We still have about 7 seconds left, okay? So, are you a hairy man?
Oh, man. That reminds me, remember I don't know if you remember the prank call we did where the girl, where we had her,
returning
know.
To main menu. You have.
I was like, yeah, you know, this is 98.6 The Mouth. You won a contest. You have to fake an orgasm for 30 seconds and you won tickets to, I don't know who it was, Green Day or something. She's like, oh, my God. She's like, oh, my God, really? I'm like, yeah. She's like, okay. And she, like, did it, and I made her do it for, like, 3 minutes. I kept saying, like, you know, 10 seconds left. And she's, like, moaning and moaning and moaning.
Hey, we ought to ask Mia what her favorite, her sister's favorite band is. We could do that to her.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I'm looking for Mia's, looking for this phone number here. Apparently it was emailed to me. What's the deal with her? What's the woman's deal? Do you know anything about it?
He said that she's a complete cunt.
Complete cunt. Okay, nice. Interesting. Is she a lesbian, or we're just making presumptions here?
She didn't say that or not, whether she was or not.
Someone said the L word. I wasn't sure. Me.
Yeah.
All right. I got it here. She's 22, a loser, and dropped out of college and just went back. She's a bitch and psycho, opinionated. She dated a kid named Trevor. That sounds black. But he was more her bitch than boyfriend, apparently. Okay. All right. So, Amy, so what do we got to work on this? I don't know. I mean, we're going to call her. What are we going to say? Mia saying, yeah, John Mayer tickets. That's right. That is what it was. All right. So, she's 22. She's a loser. Dropped out of college. Just went back. A bitch and psycho-opinionated. Psycho-opinionated doesn't help me out much. She dated a kid named Trevor, but he was more her bitch than her boyfriend. Okay, cool. It's got it. All right. Cool. You want to call out looking for Trevor. Then it's the only thing I can think about. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. You got Trevor. Let's say Trevor got you pregnant.
Yeah, I'll be Trevor's new girlfriend.
And I'm Trevor's husband.
Okay.
All right. And not Trevor's husband. I'm saying I'm your husband. I'm Summer. What were you going to do? Summer? Summer's going to be who it is.
Yeah.
All right, I'm Summer's husband, Valente. Good deal. All right, we got a plan, everybody. And where we got a plan, you know, get a better chance of success. You know, I just realized I got to put back up the request a prank form, because I used to get a lot of people every week, at least one or two a week I would get for the show. I got to put that back up. That was quite popular. I'll put that back up tonight or tomorrow rather. Oh, yeah.
You put the link up to the CD?
The CD, too.
Back up on the thing?
I already got it saved. I got the new homepage saved that includes it. I just haven't updated it yet because there's one last thing I have to add. And make that, too, because I got to add request a prank back. Anyway, just a moment, please.
Hi, you reached Amy. Obviously, I'm not here right now, so just leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you. Bye.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Amy, hi. This is Summer. I'm Trevor's new girlfriend, but my husband found out about us, and I don't know what he's going to do. So if he comes over there, don't let him in, okay? He may try to beat down the door or whatever you do. Don't let him in. He's crazy. He's a lunatic. So if he comes over there looking for Trevor, please don't
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase your satisfied with the message, press 2. To send your message with normal delivery, press 1. To send your message with urgent delivery, press 2. Thank you. Your message has been sent. Returning to main menu. You have 1.
All right, cool.
To listen to your messages, press 1.
All right, let's see here.
To place a call, press 2.
I'm going to call somebody. Hang on, don't do nothing.
411, press 3. Or to change your settings, press 4.
All right, we're calling Lancashire, England. Ugh. All right, I'm going to take a break. Hollywood, I'm taking a break, right, sir. I got to let my bunions breathe. All right, brother Hollywood, thank you for finally calling in and not going to sleep. You're going to take a pill and go to sleep now, I bet, right?
I've already taken 3, so.
Warm glass of milk? Yummy, yummy.
Yeah.
All right.
The water. So, everybody, you have a wonderful evening. Thank you for allowing me to be on once again.
Yes, sir. Quite fun. We even got to
and
call Iran.
Remember?
All right, man. If you get busted by the FBI, don't rat me out. I won't rat you out. Deal?
No problem.
All right, man. See you.
I'll change my name.
I'm going to change it to Hollywood Vagina. All right. I do have to take a break, though. That was on the line. That was on bullshit. All right, so I was thinking about some prank calls we could play. Some of the older ones, someone was mentioning like their list of 3, and one of them, I think it might be one that I might be able to find.
Bing, bong, bing.
No, you like that one way too much. That one is not that good. Let me see.
Yeah,
someone had number 1, number 2, number 3 as far as like their list of funness, like favorite prank calls. Yeah, can't find it.
Way back up the list, man.
I'm looking.
Just threw away a bit, about like an hour.
Not an hour. It wasn't that long ago. Was it? It was the last time we were playing a prank call. Oh, here we go. MC3 Clay thinks his top 3 prank calls are: first, psycho prostitute goes nuts; second, drunk black guy. We already played that. And third, dude gets mad about broken car. Dude gets mad about broken car. What's that? Dude gets mad about broken car. I don't remember that one. That doesn't ring a bell at all. Help me out with that one, MC3 Clay, if you're still listening. Let me know. What recent go? We got one called Sanjay.
Carlito?
I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. What's this one?
It could be confusing. That's other shows he listens to.
Yes, may I speak with the Banshood again, please?
Speak to whom, sorry?
The Banshood. Refusing service and you're,
I'm not refusing service. Well, I'm trying to take an order from you. And you're telling me something which I can't understand.
It sounds like it might be interesting. Well, let's try this one. This one's called Sanjay. All right, I'm going to cue that for the break. Let's see. Free Tires, we played that recently, I think. We got one called No Hot Ham Chi. I don't remember that at all.
We're asking for some sand.
Let me see. Put the Phone Down. We play that a lot. To Close a Bell. Ad Placement Job. Appointment Setter Call Number 1. Number 2. Dr. Nargis calls for
the one with the panty dropper.
The panty dropper. All right, let me see if I can find it. Hang on. I'm looking. Operator fund. Security guard. No. Anger management calls. Oh, the anger management calls. Those are fun. Diabetic kit at casino. That's the one you were talking about there, milkman. Reclude has an outburst. Reclude calls Muhammad. I'm looking for your window. Flower shop. Flower shop I think might be funny, too. Let me put that on the maybe list here. Air conditioner. Oh, yeah, I wanted to mention, if anybody out there wants a Google Voice invite, I don't know, did you get any, Milkman? All the accounts were supposed to get 3 invites that you can give out instantly to somebody else by email address.
I never got any extra invites. I got mine made, but...
Okay. All right, well, fucking look out for it. Anyway, I've got 1 left. If anybody really wants a Google Voice, send me a message with a good explanation why you deserve it, and I'll send it to you. Give me your email address when you do it.
How can I help you?
Hi there, how you doing? I was calling interested in driving your van machine.
Okay.
I like driving vans. I used to own a van when I was in high school. I had a mattress in the back, and I called it the panty dropper, and I like wrote it on the sides of it, and everything. It was really cool. It had neon lights.
Quick and dirty. There you go.
The panty dropper.
Basically,
the AGCA is counting. Yeah, so I even installed in the back like a big amp, and I used to play my guitar, the electric guitar in the van.
Look, are you interested in the position? Because if so, that's fine. But if you're going to prank call, then I
no, I'm interested. You're not allowed to make assumptions. I'm just telling you, I used to own a van. I didn't know how to drive a van. I have credentials, lady. I have experience in the van machine. What's the problem? What kind are these? What ton are these? 1.5 ton vans or two? Are they 2 or 1.5 tons?
I have no idea. I'm not interested.
Well, why you? Why good are you? Can you put a man on the phone who can answer my questions?
If you'd be a little bit nicer, maybe I can help you.
I don't have to be nice. I'm applying for a job.
Okay, well, in this case, the position's been filled.
If I call back and it's not filled, it's against the law. You understand that? Equal
opportunity. Have somebody else tell you?
Equal opportunity. You know what? I'm going to call. I'm going to call.
What's your name and number? I'm going to answer the phone each time. So, sir, what is your name and number?
I'm
going to
call I'm calling the news solvers right now that you're discriminating against me. Because you said
I'm not discriminating, sir. I'm just trying to get your information.
Well, you know, you already told me. You already told me the position is filled. So I hope that it's not
maybe
filled.
There's another position.
What is it? Is it car?
Can I have your name and your phone number?
This
sir,
is
can I have your
Jack,
name and your phone number?
Don't. You're very rude. You're very rude. I don't. You know what? I decline your application. I'm not approving you.
Okay.
I command you to hang up the phone now because I am superior to you. Well, what are you going to do? Will you admit inferiority? Go ahead.
Apparently she won't. You know what I'm trying to find? You know what, all of a sudden, remember when Reclude, we kept calling that junk buster guy? Not the junkyard, not the crazy guy that went to Vietnam and all that stuff. I'm talking about this junk buster, and he was like, I'm going to pick you up like a refrigerator and truck you over the border and all this shit. They were like fighting about meeting in front of a strip club. That was a long time ago. I think it was in March or something like that. I can't find it though. I don't think it was ever edited out. That shit is hilarious because they just went at it for like a good 5 prank calls in a row.
And the one with Nautica where we call the house and they're on there flipping out on the phone and getting on there and talking shit.
With Nautica, is that Escort?
Remember we called back there, Sam? We heard them talking about drugs and stuff.
Yeah, I think so. I just had here it is. This is a nervous breakdown, right? Isn't that where she have a nervous... No, that's different. That's this one here.
The following is an exclusive of... ...radio at madhouselive.com.
Hello?
Dialing as, the room service, please.
Yeah, it sounds like you can I can hardly hear you.
Hang on.
Do you want to give me your landline number? What's your landline number?
I'm on the landline now, dear.
Okay, what is it? What's your room number?
Yeah, 214.
And which hotel was that?
Look, let me just ask you real quick. First of all,
I can't talk on this phone line. If you give me the room number and the last name, I can call you.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you! Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
You stupid bitch whore.
Yeah, that's old. That is an old one. But why get so angry, really? I think is this the one you're talking about, Milkman? Let me see.
The following is an exclusive of radio at madhouselive.com.
Hey, I don't want nobody else in my house. I fucked up on one person right here, and that fucked up for the rest.
Can you stay in your car?
You listen to me on the phone.
Well, what's up? Well, I'm trying to get some business, and you're up there all up on your business. What happened?
You're calling me from block number.
That ain't no block number.
What you need to do is hang up, push star 82, and call me back.
No, I did already, though. You told me.
I
heard your whole conversation. Don't make me call the police.
What kind of police is this?
Yeah, you know what's up. Yeah, I got you. I'm going to blackmail you.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Whatever.
Yeah. That's old, too. Wow, that's like from 2005, isn't it? 4 calendar years ago? 4
yeah,
years ago.
Yeah, that's a classic.
That was about October of when we first started the
black
show.
Black and white, no, I know.
Yeah, man. Black and white, right.
Then we called somewhere right in that night, same night, we called up and there was these people on the phone. There's a whole bunch of people getting on the phone. You wanted to talk to the girl, and then the guy got on the phone. What the hell was that one about?
Oh, yeah, that had really bad audio. I called some black people, and they were all like, yeah, what's up? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, they're flipping out on you.
You
start talking shit.
I couldn't remember. I know what you're talking about. Kiki. Her name was Kiki, remember?
You know what I'm talking about.
The guys were like, who are you talking to, Kiki? Yeah, they kept saying that. Like, Kiki, who is that?
Yeah.
I was like, I was telling her I had her dirty underwear or something. She was getting all scared, like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, I don't know.
How about the one where the kid's scared because you said that he was talking to your daughter or something?
Talking to my daughter. Kid's scared talking to my daughter. Talking to my daughter. No.
Online. Yeah, online. Online. Yes, he was online talking to your daughter or something.
I'm thinking here. I don't know.
He's like all scared. You said you was Joe Hansen from Nightline or some shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That one's on the CD. That one's on the CD. Yeah, what is
You're
it?
Making Carlito think
too
hard.
Yeah, Carlito's going to have a canoe.
We have done so many calls, Tuck. We have done so much shit.
God.
But those are some of the classic highlights. We don't
try to rack his brain.
I thought I'd never get to the point where I wouldn't be able to remember them. So, like, all, oh, God.
Dude, we've done a lot, dude.
Huh?
Yes, hi. Are you friends with 18 Blondie?
No.
Like, how do you know 18? Is this Caden?
No.
This isn't the Caden dude, because I found out on good word that you were talking to my girl on a chat room.
No.
My boys saw you give out your number to 18 Blondie. That's...
What chat room? Because I don't...
Some fucking web chat room, man.
No, I haven't... I don't go on those.
How long have you known that my girl's been doing porno shit on the webcam, man? Are you the dude that started it up?
No, I don't know anything about this, man.
Because I know if you're the guy that's running his website, so help me God, man. When I put the lawsuit that I'm going to put on you...
Dude, hey, could you please listen to me?
Hey, jackass, I'm calling the shots, all right?
Okay, can I please say something? I know nothing about a webcam site or anything, okay? I did not go on there. Somebody could have put my number on there. I did not, okay? I'm 15. I did not go on there, okay? Can you please trust me?
Well, I've traced your IP address. We got the proof on your IP, man. Like, I saw her doing something on the video cam.
What kind of...
With some fucking dildo shit where I don't know where she got that. Are you the guy that bought it for her? Because she says some guy online bought it for her. And I look at the screen, and you're there giving her this phone number, telling her to call you.
No. Well, what happened, I know what you're talking about, but it was not me, okay? It was on my computer, but it was not me, okay?
It wasn't you.
It was not me, but...
But they gave your phone number, I mean.
No, can I explain? What happened, I was at school with my laptop, and somebody got a hold of my laptop. I don't know who, okay? And... They knew it was my laptop, and I don't know who it was, but they started giving... Another person somebody else called me, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on, and they gave out my number to a whole bunch of different people, and I'm trying to figure this out. So, you know...
It says right here, look, listen. It says right here, I want to blank you. Do you like to blank in doggy style? How old are you? I want to blank you now. Can I blank you now? Do that. Yes. This is really me. This is really my phone number, and it gives your phone number out right here.
Okay, that's what I would. I'd never say something like that.
Sir, I have something to tell you. Mm-hmm. I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC, and we're doing a show about children who break up marriages.
Okay, well, can I please... Well, I didn't have anything to do with this. I didn't say anything like that. But, you know, I'm trying to find out who's doing this. But
do you look at porno? Do you look at porno dirty pictures on the computer machine?
No.
You never have?
I have, but I don't anymore. I did, like, a long time ago with friends, but I don't do it anymore.
With friends? So you got together and looked at porno pictures on the computer?
This was, like, years ago.
Together, you looked at it?
Well, we were together, and it was like a pop-up thing.
Because people aren't supposed, people your age aren't supposed to look at porno.
It was a pop-up.
That's like buying cigarettes, son.
It was a pop-up, though. There.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But why wasn't your parent filter turned on?
Because I don't know. I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know, indeed. Right, anyway, this is the one that I think is like of the calls this year. This has to be my favorite so far. This is like a big contender. There's a job here for a body shop helper. It says call Tony.
That's the one. I like that.
We are unavailable to take your call.
Like this one. This one has to go on the CD. The next one, for sure.
Yeah, you hacked it. Mm-hmm.
Press 1 to play messages. Press 2. 22 messages. Message 1.
Good morning. I'm calling in regards to the Body Shop Helper ad in the newspaper. My name is Robert. And I have all the experience required for the job. My phone number is... Thank you much.
12:15 a.m. Sunday.
And I spoofed the number as the guy with the job offer. So this would be quite confusing.
Yeah, classic, dude.
Hello.
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 May I speak with Robert, please?
There is no Robert at this number.
I'm returning a number for Mr. Roberto regarding a job. This is Tony.
Oh, no, this is Alberto. It's Alberto.
Oh, how you doing there, buddy?
I'm doing good, sir. Right,
so how can I help
you? I saw your ad in the newspaper this morning.
How good are you with the car machines?
With the car machines, as frame straightening machine?
Yeah, straightening the machine.
Well, I haven't worked very much on that aspect of the body shop. I was, I worked for Auto Body.
Oh, yeah.
We used to do a whole lot of the wet sanding, detailing, preparation for returning of the cars. That was my main line, installing door panels back, putting the cars back together after they had been repaired.
You know what? You got it, man. Come on down to the shop. When you want? You want to start tomorrow, Monday through Friday?
I'm game.
All right.
Where are you at? You tell me, and I get there.
Come on down to the shop tomorrow. Bring your papers with you, and we'll start.
Okay.
All right. Nine a.m. You're not. You can wear jeans, but we prefer a collared shirt.
Huh?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Alberto. We'll see you then.
Like a polo shirt, a three-button shirt?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Give me an address.
All right, we'll see you then. Thank you, Alberto.
Give me an address.
Okay, you got it. All right.
Hello.
You got that 9 a.m.
9 a.m. where?
At the shop.
Where is the shop?
It's in Orlando.
Give me an address.
You got it. All right, Alberto, we'll see you tomorrow, 9 a.m.
Hold on.
Okay, talk to you.
Hello.
Okay, I'm looking forward to this. Thank you very much. It came down to between you
Hello?
And you. We had a girl, Roberta and Alberto. I think we'd rather go with the guy.
Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Hello.
Yes,
can you hear me?
I can hear you. Come down to the shop, sir.
All right. But tell me where the shop is. I don't know where the shop is.
The fire alarm is going off.
Hello?
There's a fire alarm going off. Hang on.
Okay.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Okay, yeah.
Hello?
9 a.m. You got it?
But you got to tell me where the shop is. I don't know where the shop is.
At the shop. It's downtown.
Downtown where? Give me an address.
There's a fire alarm again. Hang on. Hey, I'm going to go outside so you can hear me, all right?
I need an address.
Okay, you ready? You got the shop 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow. Three-button pull-down shirt.
I need an address.
Okay.
I need an address.
You need the address. You need the address.
Yeah, I need an address.
All right, it's 122. 122. I'm sorry, we got a problem. They're doing a test on the fire alarm, and it keeps going off.
I hear it.
Okay.
I hear it.
All right, it's 120.
Go ahead.
122.
Uh-huh.
Southwest. Battery. Downtown.
Southwest what?
122. Southwest.
I didn't get that.
All right, we'll see you at 9 a.m. You got it.
I didn't get that.
Okay.
I didn't get the address.
We got it. I got you. You got it. We got it.
I didn't get the address. Come on.
I can't hear
Hello?
You. Hello? What is that noise?
I don't know. Let me call you back. Is this Tony?
This is Tony, yeah.
Let me call you back, because I'm getting some noise on the line.
Is the fire alarm's going off?
Okay, what's the address again? 122 what?
Southwest on 5th Street.
I didn't get that. I get that.
Sir, if, you know what? Forget it. If you can't write down directions, forget it. It's just not going to work out, Alberto.
Oh, you're playing with me, man.
Good night. Good luck to you,
what's
Alberto.
What's the address?
I'm going to call Roberto, all right?
What's the address?
You're
not giving me the address.
I thought I meant to call Robert. I meant to call Robert, not Alberto. I made a mistake.
Oh, come on, man.
I gotta call
What's
Robert.
What's the address?
I'm calling Robert. No,
What's
no, no, no. Forget it. No. This is not gonna work out. No.
Oh, you're playing with me, man. Why you call me to play with me?
I gotta go. That's it. I'm calling Robert. No.
All right. Good luck, man. All right,
you
luck.
Too. Bye bye.
That's a horrible thing I just did. That is so bad. I'm going to hell.
I like that one, dude.
Wise enough to figure it out.
That's still too, tough. That's not good. I feel really embarrassed right now with myself.
Cut off
that's
not good at all.
And Tucker was like, good for him. Good for him. You talking about good
remember
for
you
him?
Was telling them about, like, they had a contract with you and the wife was on the phone and the son was still like he's a lawyer?
No. I got it right here. It's this little soldering kit that I got for one of my classes. I had to make the alarm, but
I love that thing, man.
I busted the wires. I got to hold the wire out to it now to make it work. That's right here. I got it. That's the, I don't know. It's just the alarm. It doesn't really have a name. And then you guys are thinking that, no, the motherboard, that PC is about to be replaced in a week. It's the one over here to my left, the one that handles the stream. If you've noticed, the station goes down a lot because I turn it on. In the morning, by the time I get home, it's crashed. Like, it's just a black screen. I don't know at what point or what does it. It's a very old machine. I think it's at its last legs. But I'm going to be replacing I'm going to be building a new computer in about a week. So the one that I'm using now for the main show, the main computer now is going to become the backup, and that's going to handle the station. So the station will be back up 24/7 here in about a week or so. I am planning. I found one here that says, I'm a black man with anger issues.
This is Mandy.
Hey, how you doing? What's your name again?
It's DJ Glowworm.
My name is...
Yeah, your name.
Mandy.
Mandy, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. Okay, I have some questions for you. It says cafe and catering. What kind of catering do y'all do?
We basically, have all of our whole menu. And we serve a lot of different sandwiches and stuff like that. We
you
will make
happen
the stuff here.
Sorry to cut you off. Do they have like those cute little tiny pita sandwiches?
We don't make like pita sandwiches. We have a gyro, or we have like different like pita pizzas or stuff like that we do with the pita.
Okay, so what kind of like what's your like the most popular trays y'all have?
We have turkey sandwiches on focaccia bread, as
Wait,
well as ham.
What was that again? You said, what was that? Nova Scotia bread?
Focaccia bread. It's basically like an herbal white bread. It's got
okay, so it got weed in it.
No.
Oh, you said herbal. That's the first word that came to me. Sorry about that.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
That's fine. And then we put filled greens and like a pesto mayonnaise on it.
Pesto? Y'all put like, you said pesto, so y'all put like bugs and stuff in there?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just kind of trying to figure this out. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Continue.
That's okay. We also have more extravagant dishes like salmon.
I have a question. Sorry to cut you off. I never really did too good in school, so... The word extravagant, does that mean the same thing as scrumptious or delicious?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, go ahead, continue. I'm sorry.
Well, actually, you know, we have a whole menu and everything. If you wanted to come in, you can take a look at it.
All right, hang on. I'm gonna go take that break that I've been talking about because I really got to take a wee. I'm going to make a sandwich. I'm going to come back, and we're going to do some more live prank calls and call it a night. Lonesome Loser, I sent in numbers here that we need to start getting at. Sussex, England. We got Betty Reynolds.
We had a few numbers in Lancashire, England here also. We also have another hotel that we have not called yet in Iran. And we also have we have two more hotels that we haven't called yet in China that I would like to get. Well, we have one left in China yet. And I never got a chance to call the Kebab Shack. It's in Oregon. And right now it's like 9:12 p.m. Maybe they'll answer. Maybe not. We'll give them a shot. Anyway, so listen to the rest of this prank call and then listen to one more. I'll be back and we're going to do some more live prank calls and enjoy ourselves for about another hour. Thank you.
See, that's the thing. Right now my car, it got stolen yesterday. This dude down the street said I owed him some money for some crack. See, I never done crack in my life. He said I like a crackhead. So I can't come down there right now. That's why I decided to call you and, you know, see if you can help me out this way.
Okay, well, I do have a lot of customers I have to deal with, so as far as convenience goes, if you wanted to call back at a later time, then somebody can be more thorough with the menu.
Ma'am, listen, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm black. I have anger problems. You about to make me raise hell.
Oh, okay. Well, then I can actually have you talk to the owner if you want, and you could be angry with him.
That sounds good. Let me do that.
Okay.
What can I help you with?
Okay, first of all, I don't appreciate people whispering secrets and stuff about me, because I heard the whispering. I don't know what was said, but she said something about the black man.
The lady was bringing me to attention that you had some concerns. What is your
I heard something that said the black man on the phone, I think I should hang it up. That's what I heard.
No, I think you heard incorrectly. But anyhow, what is the point that you wanted to address with me?
Okay, the point I have to address is I'm trying to figure out what kind of dishes y'all have. She said something about y'all have like herbal sandwiches and scrumptious dishes, but I'm not sure as to what kind of food y'all serving.
Well, I believe she already gave you a description of what food we had. I overheard her. She told you we had turkey sandwiches, we have hamburgers, we have salads, we do breakfast items at breakfast time, we have pastries, we have desserts, we have chicken kebabs, we have a full team menu. I'm not really at liberty right now to explain the whole menu to you. We're trying to run a business, and I have other customers to attend to. So have I addressed your needs? Are you aware of what kind of food we carry? Yes?
That's a negative. That's
negative. I can't go through the whole menu with you, sir. My best recommendation is you can come on down to our establishment, take a look at our menu, and try our food.
I have a question. What is an establishment?
Sorry?
What's an establishment? I'm not trying to sound stupid, but I don't understand.
Establishment is, in this case, it's a business.
I can't understand words that have, like, four syllables.
Okay. Well, sir, listen, I'm going to have to let you go. I wish you all the best. Should you wish to come down at some time and pay us a visit at the restaurant?
I wish you the best, too. Maybe get some better customer care.
Will do. You have a good day, sir.
You best do that. Life. Your mama.
Your mama. Your mama.
Too.
Was kidding.
Yeah, there's a problem in Zone 2, and your people still haven't shown up over here. I don't know if it's someone's got their keys locked in, and there's an intruder in Zone number 2.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. Who are you?
Jesus Christ, this is Destro. I'm calling for status on Zone 2. We've been paying you people on this contract for security, and you guys don't do jack. This is the third time I'm calling in. Look, there it is, going off again.
Well, for what business?
What?
For what customer?
I need you guys to stop. Do something about Zone 2. Turn that alarm off.
I don't know what you're talking about. Zone anything.
All right, now...
What customer are you?
Huh?
What business is it?
I'm with Valente...
Or what customer?
Shut up. I'm with Valente and Associates. I'm with Valente and Associates.
Okay, well, I don't know. This is Cobra Security.
Exactly.
And I don't know any Valente and... Whatever.
Let me speak to the Baroness, please, because you people will look... You know, for the third time, the zone alarm keeps going off in Zone 2.
This is Cobra Security and...
Exactly, yes, Cobra Security.
You're in the wrong place.
You guys are on contract. You're in violation of contract, sir. You're in violation of contract.
I'm a 60-year-old woman, and I'm in...
Okay, well, you folks...
And I don't know anything about Zone 2 or anything else.
Well, I'm going to speak to...
Or any, even this customer you're talking
you're
about.
In violation of the contract unless you do something about Zone 2 immediately, sir.
Whatever.
There it goes again. Hello, sir.
We're in the middle of lighting my cigar. We got a voicemail, a legitimate voicemail here from those folks with the security company. Let's go ahead and listen to that. 53 seconds long. Let's take a listen to that, everybody. Enjoy. Told you they'd bite.
Yes, my name is Paul Groman. I'm calling from the
from the law attorney office of Michael Douglas. And my client just received a prank phone call, and she's been receiving this for months, being harassed. And I'm just calling to let y'all know that if one more harassment comes through, I will be filing papers to press charges for phone harassment. I would like somebody to give me a call back. I'm sure y'all have caller ID. And I heard everything that you said to my client, and it was extremely rude. And if I charges will be pressed if one more phone call comes through.
Wait a minute. So if I call, he wants me to call him back, but I'll press charges. It's a trap.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi. I'm calling for a status on Zone 2, please.
Okay. Look, sir. This is the owner of a security company, and
yes, ma'am.
You're calling from this is a sir. You're talking to the owner.
No, wait a minute. I was just talking to you, and you said you were a 60-year-old woman, so I apologize.
That was my mom. I am the owner of the company. I am 30. I am the owner.
What is the deal, sir?
You're under contract to come on here and secure Zone 2 immediately. Send your son or send yourself over here, old sir, and get over here and fix the problem.
Well, could you tell me where we're supposed to go?
Valente Associates on...
Well, I don't know any Valente Associates.
Valente and Associates. You don't even know how to speak English right. Is there an American I can speak to, please?
Could you spell it to me, please?
Valente, V-A-L... E-N-T-E, and Associates.
I don't have a customer like that.
You're under contract. It says right here, Cobra Security, my paper machine. God damn it. Let me speak to Destro.
What is the address or phone number? I don't know any customer.
Let me speak
to anything else.
May I speak with the Cobra Commander, please?
There is no commander. I'm the owner.
Ask for
Denise Pope.
Can you put the Cobra Commander back on the line, please?
That was my son. He's in the car with me, and he's mad. Because
I don't care. Yeah, he's
you're unreasonable.
He's a bad worker. That's why
we're not under any kind of contract with anybody of Valencia. Anything.
Valente and Associates. Get my name right.
Valente. It doesn't matter. We don't have a customer like that.
You come out here. I'm calling the police.
Do what?
There it is again. Someone else.
Okay, I don't understand. Where are you located? You.
Valente and Associates.
I know where I'm located.
Disgusting woman.
What do you want, sir?
I need you to get these Mexicans off of Zone 2 immediately.
Okay, where is Zone 2?
Zone 2 is on the second floor. It's a secured room.
I don't do any buildings, sir.
So
I don't have any buildings that are customers.
What do you secure, whorehouses?
You know, I don't know who you are.
Get off my phone. Get off my phone, old sir. Right now, I command you to...
You called me.
I command you to hang up.
I'm going
to
call the police, and you know what?
I already called the police on you because you're in violation of contract. That's all it is.
Oh, good. Go for you.
There it is.
Oh, man, we're going to... Police is after us.
Call is now being traced by AT&T Security and Call Tracing Network. You will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
All right, good deal. Cobra Commander is after us, everybody.
Good one, Hermano.
Look, man, sound like a bullfrog over there. All right, folks.
Show you a titty, maiden.
What do you say there? All right, folks, let's do a few more prank calls. Excuse me, caller tonight. Ooh, sandwich coming up. All right. Woosa. All right, Manchester. We got the Frenches over there. M French and E French. Yeah, Cuba doesn't work, unfortunately. I really was wishing that would have worked. Let's call that the one hotel that we have left in Iran that we haven't called. Then we'll do the one in China. Then we'll do a few UK calls, and then we'll call it a night. Deal. All right, good. Play some music here in the meantime.
11 cents per minute.
با سلام، شما با هتل صفای دیگر تماس گرفتید. You are calling صفای هتل. Please wait a moment. با تشکر از تماس شما. خدا نگهدار.
11 cents a minute.
I know.
Good point, Tuck.
The following is an exclusive of PC Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Fuck you, bitch, motherfucker.
Hello? Fuck you.
Look, man.
Fuck you.
Is this Joe Caldwell?
No, this ain't Joe Caldwell.
Who the hell is this?
Who the hell is this? This is fucking Ben.
Oh, look at hell, Ben. This bitch Joey done take my son's game, my son's computer game, and scratch it all up.
You scratched my fucking game, goddammit. What the fuck, man?
Yeah, man. You know how much it cost?
PS2, man.
Yeah, you know what?
PS2, man. PS2, take the fucking dick out of your mouth.
$39.
PS2, you saying my cousin scratched your PS2 game? How the fuck is that possible when he's been over my fucking house?
He did it last night.
If you got shit to say, fucking come to my fucking house and stop calling me.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
China.
Hi, Hoodie.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hmm.
Huh? Is it shaved? Huh? Hello?
Wait?
Yes, is it shaved? Is this the hotel? English.
Sorry.
English, American English, now. Go, hurry. Chop, chop. English!
Wait?
English, now. English. English.
No.
Yes.
No, I got it.
Okay.
Right.
New York, you dumbass. We are in New York, and you know what? We'll be down there in a second if you want us to be.
Yeah, you'll be down here in a second. Yeah.
I'm calling you.
Should I call your number? It tells me in your fucking access code.
Hey, you cock. You know what? Listen here, you cock. That's my cell phone you're calling. You don't need to be putting in the access code in a cell phone. You don't want to do that, okay? No matter what.
Tell me to when I call it.
Well,
it don't go through.
Look, that wasn't supposed to come through, so I obviously didn't block my number right. I'm sorry. If you're getting the New York number, the one that starts with a 7?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Look, I'm sorry, man. Look,
what the fuck is it?
I'm sorry, man. Please don't tell my parents about this, okay?
Who the fuck is it?
This is me. Who
the fuck's me?
I'm a friend of Joey.
You're a friend of yeah, you know?
Yeah, my name's Ben.
Your name's Ben?
Yeah.
Really? Where do you live at, huh?
Right here in Wayne.
You live in Wayne?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, man.
What part of Wayne?
The good part over there, you know, South Park.
The good part? Why don't you come to Bendix Street right now?
Come to do what with your dick now? What?
Come to Bendix Street right now, motherfucker. If you got balls, come down my fucking street right now.
Bendix Street?
Come down my fucking street, you fucking fat ass that fucking broke my fucking car.
That's
right.
Look, man, I don't know what you be talking about.
I know what I'm talking about because I fucking recognize your goddamn number.
Okay, look, I sat on the
you
call.
You called my cell phone because you want to do a trade on the amp.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Hello. Hello. China. China.
Really, are they just so stupid they just pick up the phone and go, hey. You heard him? Remember last week I got into a whole tirade about that.
My shit got broken, throwing out my fucking car.
No, I don't know.
Tug got me started. And Tug was like, I was like, yeah, you? And I started arguing with women.
I stopped you, and my fucking CD player was in your fucking dashboard.
I don't know what you're talking about, man. I don't know.
Well, if you from Wayne, come to fucking Bendix.
I'm innocent.
You innocent?
I'm innocent.
You innocent.
I don't see nothing, sir.
Come down. Alright, what street you at? I'll come to your fucking house.
Where do you live at? Bendix Street?
I live right off fucking Annapolis.
Annapolis?
Yeah.
Where the fuck is that?
Street. You say you're from when and you don't know where fucking Annapolis is?
Oh, Annapolis. Yeah, I know where Annapolis is. You said Annapolis.
Where is Annapolis?
Over there by Wayne, northeast, southwest of there. You know?
Northeast, southwest of there? Dude, you ain't even from fucking Wayne.
Yes, I am, man. Wayne till I die. Well, Wayne High School.
Wayne till you die?
Wayne till I die.
You sound like a Belleville pig. It's me.
Belleville? How'd you know? You could tell in my voice?
Yeah, you sound like a little fucking faggot.
So what happened to your car now?
My car? What the fuck you think happened? Why don't you come try to steal shit out of my car again so I fucking kill you?
I didn't do anything.
Hey, wait. Yeah, that's right. You're fucking scared to come back by.
Yeah,
that's
I am.
Right.
Look, how'd you know it was me? Look, you got my number now. I mean, please.
Yeah, I got your number. When I call, it's fucking blocked.
Well, then what's it got to do with me? What's it got to do with me? I mean, you got a problem with your phone. That's all it is. I'm in New York. I'm on a payphone.
You ain't in fucking New York.
I am.
Why the fuck are you calling a cell phone?
2 cents per minute.
Oh. I'm not calling. This is a cell phone.
Yeah, this is a fucking cell phone.
Oh, great. Yeah. Well,
now how the fuck you know my cousin's name?
He's my boy.
So you from New York, and my cousin's your boy.
Word. Me and Joey, man. Me and Joey till I die.
See, you ain't even from fucking New York.
He's my BFF.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
You know what time it is?
Yeah, I do. May I speak with the woman?
No.
Why not? I want to see her face. That was a weird idea. I can run with it. I can roll with it. All right, we'll do another one then. I'm going to call every single one of these British people. Fuck you for listening still, old man.
You ain't even from fucking New York.
Yes, I am.
You from New York.
What the hell are you talking about, yo?
Yo?
You guys.
Yeah, that's right. You know where I'm at. I'm in fucking Wayne on Bendix Street.
Get the fuck out of here.
You fucking take Wayne.
Get the fuck out of here. You fucking moly. Shut the fuck up.
Fuck you, nigger.
They got fucking
on my street. If you keep talking shit.
What'd you say?
2 cents per minute.
Said the N-word.
What'd you say to me?
I said, fuck you, nigger.
Yeah. Wow.
Calm down my fucking little.
That's how Milkman talks in his personal time. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, how do you talk on your personal time saying stuff like that?
I think you've got the wrong number.
No, I do not. This is Griffin.
Yeah, what number you... Pardon?
Listen, Griffin, how dare you say racist stuff like you do? Huh? I'm on to you.
I'm sorry, but we're... what are you talking about?
I'm calling to speak to the Griffin.
What Griffin?
The Griffin. This Griffin and Griffin.
Who?
N. Griffin.
This is Neil Griffin.
Yes, that's who I need to speak with. Neil Griffin.
Yes, but we're not the Neil Griffin that's been on the television.
Well, listen, I'm from the United States of America, and I'm bringing a lawsuit against you because of being racist and making use of that nigger word on the phone.
Listen, I'm sorry, but you've got the wrong number.
No, I'm suing you, though. I'm serving you with papers. What is your social security number?
I'm sorry, we don't have a social security number.
I doubt that. I doubt that seriously. You're a member of Congress.
I think you need to get a different number.
Is this the secretary?
We're not the... Pardon?
I command you in the name of the United States of America to put him on the phone right now.
No, I'm sorry.
Then you're guilty.
You've got the wrong number.
How do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you guilty or not guilty?
Guilty of what?
Of being racist.
I'm not racist.
So you're not guilty?
I've got nothing. Sorry?
Well, my quarrel is with Neil.
But you haven't got the right Neil.
No, put him on the phone right now. It's between me and him.
Look, you've got the wrong number.
This is Neil Griffin in the United Kingdom, is it not?
There's more than one Neil Griffin in the United Kingdom. You need to get your phone book right.
Bullshit. There's more than one Neil.
Now, listen to me. We live in Essex.
Uh-huh.
Where does this other Neil Griffin live?
In England.
Yes, but there's more than one Neil Griffin in England.
But you're in England, aren't you?
But yes, we're in England.
Is the one. This is the Neil Griffin who's racist.
But my husband is the only one in... And how old is this Neil Griffin?
I have no idea. I don't pay enough from the United Kingdom.
No, well, my husband is 75 years old.
That sounds about right for an old racist man.
So the Neil Griffin that was on the television last night, which I presume you're talking about, is that the one you're talking about?
I suppose so, yes.
Well, my husband...
You're covering for him, yes.
Old.
Yes, he's your husband, so? I understand. He's your husband, I understand, yes. Okay, so it's your husband, so put him on the phone.
No, because my husband is not the Neil Griffin that you're talking about.
Listen, if you refuse to put him on the phone, then it's an admission of guilt and that it's really him and that he really is a racist.
My husband is not a racist.
Okay, so you're going to put... Well, then what's the... What are you hiding?
Look, you need to get the right number, my dear. My husband is an old age pensioner. I am not putting him on the phone at the moment.
Listen to me, woman. If you have nothing to hide, then why don't you just put him on the phone? If you did nothing wrong, then what are you worried about?
Because my husband is nearly deaf. He will not hear you on the phone. That's why.
Oh.
You need to get the right number.
Can you do sign language?
Pardon?
I can do sign language on the phone for him.
Oh, well, how can you do so? He wouldn't understand that.
Yes, he can. Listen. See?
Pardon?
Did you understand what I said?
No.
I'll try again. Hang on. There, I was sign languaging on the phone.
Well, no, I'm sorry, I don't know what you mean.
No, your husband's deaf, you said, but I know sign language.
Yeah,
so
I said he's not deaf, but he doesn't hear very well on the phone.
He's hearing impaired?
Sorry? Of course he's hearing impaired, he's 75 years old.
Okay, so I'm going to do sign language on the phone, listen.
Look, I'm not listening to you any longer.
I'm doing it right now, you're ignoring me. Okay, good, that was fun. Oh, man.
And it did it again. It did it again.
Okay, look, my mama black.
Your mama black? Well, good. Fuck you, nigger.
Fuck me. I'm not black,
you,
though.
Fuck you, nigger.
You're a son of a
nigger.
Bitch. You're a son of a bitch.
Fucking nigger.
Kiss my ass, honky, crack a ass, crack a
nigger,
motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm glad to be a fucking
why
honky.
Bitch. Why, bitch?
I'm
why,
on the fucking streets like fucking my curb.
Why, bitch?
I mean, where you live? I'll be right
why,
over.
Bitch, why, bitch? Why, bitch?
Exactly, you're a little bitch that talks on the phone.
You're a crack-ass bitch. Where do you want to meet? Come on, where are you going to be at?
Where do you want to meet?
Pistols
say
at Dawn.
You from Wayne, right?
Pistols at Dawn, sir.
Did you say you from Wayne?
I told you already. I'm Wayne, man. Wayne,
from
Michigan.
Wayne.
Wayne.
In Michigan.
Wayne.
All right, what high school do you go to?
What's it got to do? What's it got to do with me? What do you want to know for?
Just tell me what high school you went to.
It's none of your business.
Because you ain't even from here.
It's not him.
There's one high school here. What the fuck's it called?
I don't need to tell you shit.
The
That's
cost
right.
of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Tell him, Carlito. Yes, I. May I speak with Griffin, please?
Pardon?
I need to speak to Griffin right now.
Who's speaking?
This is Valente. I demand to speak to Griffin immediately. I will speak to Mr. Griffin immediately.
Can't make out what you're saying.
This is Valente. I need to speak to Griffin. Immediately.
What's about wrong number?
No, this is Griffin. This is Griffin. Okay, so I need to speak to Griffin right now. Where is he?
You need to speak to...
Uh-huh. Old woman, I need to speak to Griffin. Now.
There's no brother here.
Oh, who are you? You're somebody, right? Aren't you?
I'm sorry, I can't help you.
Do you have penis and testicles? Ms. Griffin? Ms. Griffin?
I'm sorry, I can't help you. I can't make out.
Shut up, shut up. Hang up the phone, shut up.
Can't make out what you're getting at. This time of morning, anyway.
You shut up. I want you to shut up. Okay? I want you to shut up, okay? Okay, good. Finally.
Can't you get the hint? Just shut up. Stupid.
Because you ain't in your
look. I work at the county airport.
You work at the county airport?
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? There ain't no fucking county airport.
Yes, there is, man.
What's it called?
Wayne County Airport.
Wayne County Airport?
Yeah. You know, every day.
Ain't no Wayne County Airport.
Every day I take the Detroit Windsor Tunnel to over the Ambassador Bridge downriver and over there at the airport.
Really? Well, you from Wayne. You know where Michigan is?
Yeah.
You know where Wayne Road in Michigan is?
No. Should I?
You know where Wayne Road in Michigan is?
Who is? Hello? Sir?
Hello?
Sir? Sir?
What?
Sir?
What?
Hello, sir?
Sir? You from fucking Wayne?
Yes, I'm from Wayne.
Alright, well fucking, why don't you get in your little fucking car?
I don't have time for that right now.
Because you're fucking stupid.
I don't have time for that right now.
You don't got time for that right now.
No,
why?
No,
fucking everybody's dick.
System, bitch.
Busy.
Yeah, you know, me and you, we met back in Wheelfest.
Wheelfest?
Yeah, you know, Wheelfest.
And Wayne.
Yes.
When did we meet?
Like, I think it was the last Wheelfest. Well, last year.
I didn't go to no Wheelfest last year.
Well, didn't your friend used to work at the Ford factory?
The Ford factory?
Yeah,
the cost
make the expedition.
Call is 2 cents per minute.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Bill. I understand that Tuck is falling asleep. Tuck, go to sleep, man. I know you gotta work so hard tomorrow. Painting.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. What are you guys so busy that you're doing tomorrow? You're not even awake yet, huh?
Yes.
Why are you so busy? What are you going to do so much tomorrow, huh?
What are you about?
Why are you going to be so busy tomorrow? You can't be asleep? What's the problem? Yeah? Speak to Turner, please. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
I want to speak to Turner right now, immediately. Put Turner on the phone right now. You understand?
Why?
Because I have problem with Turner. That's why. It's personal, private problem.
Have you got the right number?
Yes, I do. And this is not for women to be talking about. This is not women talk. It's man talk.
Where are you ringing from?
I have man business for Turner.
Do you know what time it is? It's 5:45 in the morning.
In America, it's only 12:41 a.m.
We have no business with America.
Well, I have business with Turner, and I command you to put Turner on the phone. I am a man. I am a man, and you are a woman, so you will do what I say. You'll put him on the phone.
Well, boogery. You're not bossing me around, mate. We don't do things like this in England.
Well, this is America, first of all. I'm calling from America.
Tough.
Tough nothing. I'm a man. Watch out. They'll get fresh.
Which Turner are you after, I want to know? What's his Christian name?
Kay. Kay Turner.
Kay Turner? I think you've got the wrong number.
No, this is Turner,
you
and I think... I think you're the mistress who's hiding for Turner.
No, we have no business with you. We were fast asleep and you have woke all the family up.
I told you quite some time ago that that it's correct, that this is not business for you. Because this is man business, not for women to be talking on the phone at this time of the night.
So, I think you've got the wrong number.
So do your duty. Go ahead and put him on, honey. Okay, go put your husband on the phone, please. Put the man on the phone, honey. Okay, that's nice.
Well, you're an arrogant sob.
Uh huh. That's nice, honey. Go ahead. I can wait. Hello, ma'am. Ma'am, I'm waiting for you to transfer the call. buggery.
She accused me of buggery. Did you hear her say that? What's that mean? What's that mean? She's accusing me of butt-fucking.
He plays EverQuest.
Oh, yeah.
She must have gotten me confused with Nunu.
Yeah, that's him, dude.
That's him. I just met that boy 2 days ago.
Well, he's talking some shit about you. He said that, you know, he said some shit. I don't know. I don't want to hurt your feelings or nothing, but...
That motherfucker's 39 years old. Like, he's going to talk shit about me?
He talking mad shit about you, man.
No, you the one that's talking mad shit, you little bitch, because
you
don't want to
know. You got it all twisted. You got it all twisted.
I'm all pussy, dude. I'm fucking sitting outside right now waiting for you to fucking come down here.
I forgot how to get there.
You ain't never going to figure out how to get here.
Yes, sir. You tell me now. Tell me now.
Harry, you don't even know where fucking
Harry, tell me now. Tell me now.
You don't even know where it is.
I command you to tell me now.
You go, Michigan, Duane Road.
Michigan, hang on, I'm writing it down. Michigan to Wayne Road.
The cost of this call is
Road.
2 cents per minute.
Stupid.
What the
fuck was that, old man? Look, man had a seizure. We just had a seizure over there. Look, I'm trying to swallow his tongue. Hi, yes, sir. Mr. Polky?
Yeah?
Yeah, I need you to put a wall in your wife's mouth immediately. She's having a seizure. Hurry.
Sorry.
Oh, I need you to put your wallet in your wife's mouth immediately because she's having a seizure.
My wallet?
Yeah, put it in your mouth, in your wife's mouth, please.
I'm not with my wife.
Oh, are you with another woman?
No.
Well, no. Oh, you're with another man. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make presumptions. I'm sorry. Well, do you know where your wife is? Because she's having a seizure. I think we should put a wallet in her mouth.
Who is this?
This is Valente. I'm calling from Chicago. So, where's your wife at so I can put a wallet in her mouth? I mean, I stick my dick in her mouth, but she'll probably bite it off. She's having a seizure, you know. Mr. Polky?
Yeah?
Can you please advise so I can make sure that your wife doesn't swallow her tongue? Don't just stand there, you twit. Talk into the phone. That's what it's for. Your mouth. Open it. Make noises into the phone. Buggery. Go bugger yourself, bollocks. I can see your wife's face right now.
Stupid. She's in there. Oh my god. Oh. Stupid.
Yeah, okay,
what else? Hurry up.
Then you head towards Annapolis.
Right.
And as soon as you get to Annapolis, you make a right. You take that all the way down to a dirt road. You make a left. And then you make a right on the first street. It's called fucking Bendit.
Bent dick.
Yup.
Bent dick. Just like that.
Yup.
Oh,
you little bitch.
So wait, now, I'm trying to figure
out. You're wasting my fucking time. Throw some balls, go down, come down. If not, shut the fuck up.
How do I get there from Cherry Hill Road?
Please enter your destination number now.
Okay. So, let's see what we got left. I think I have two numbers left. E. French and Betty Reynolds. Let's go back and see what we actually got to do today. I missed some of the early ones.
That idea that I sent you.
You sent me an idea? You have an idea?
G-talk. Yeah, on G-talk.
On G-talk? Let me look at G-talk.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Oh, man. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's see. Jump
you do sound very good on here, too, Kokanee.
So, Kokanee, you're thinking that we should put some ads, like, on Craigslist or something like that, but say that they need to call in from 10 to 11 p.m.? Maybe if I did it and it might make a little better sense if we did it in L.A., over there where Milkman is at, because it would be from 7 to 8 p.m. That'd be a little less, you know, weird. Not as weird. It would have to be like a night position or something like that, so it would make sense if it was from 7 to 10. Maybe security. I could put an ad in the paper for a security job.
Stock clerk.
Stock clerk.
Or maybe a hotel, you know, hotel night manager.
Yeah, cleaning, right? Maintenance and cleaning and shit like that. Yeah, definitely.
There you go.
There, definitely.
Oh, you'll get all kinds of losers calling in if you start that.
Fuck yeah. Don't call until after 7 p.m. Okay, I'll do that. Okay, so we had numbers here that we called Smarty Smart a few times, twice. That was interesting. Rainbow Room, I never got to. Then they get to those Asian restaurants. Hit two of the kebab places. One didn't answer. One was pretty good. The other three I'm going to save there for next time. We didn't get to the End of the Road Inn. Okay, so we called all the Chinese places. Those weren't that good. China, not that good. They were a little too submissive. But in Iran, we did have good luck with that first hotel, the Estegal International Hotel. I'm going to make a note of that one. I'm gold-starring that, as a matter of fact, just to make sure that we do not lose that one, because the guy was pretty cool there. All right, that's marked down. Cuba, we learned that we can't call using Google Voice. And, Kokan, you made a good point. I don't think Google wants to get involved with phone calls to Cuba because they don't want to do any... They want to be privy to any commerce between, you know, any illegal, you know, per the embargo commerce or anything like that. That'd be pretty bad if that happened on Google. They'd probably get fined pretty heavily. And I could just tell the people already, oh, my God.
Can't get Google Voice up here in Canada.
That's true, yeah. You can't get them in Canada. But you can fly to Cuba if you wanted to. Is that a common thing? Do people in Canada go to Cuba?
Right.
Are there a lot of vacationers that go to Cuba?
They love it. They love going there.
Yeah? It's a good place to go? Do you know someone who's...
Company went there for 10 days, I think.
Who did?
Mrs. Kokanee. Yeah.
Oh, Miss Kokanee did. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
She went to Cuba.
I met her a long time ago. How is she doing, man, Kokanee?
Oh, she's good. Yeah, she's really good.
Give her a nice smack of night.
Cool.
Next time you see her for me, right?
Hey, be nice. She's nice, man. I talked to her before.
No, I'm telling. Next time, Coconut, you go ahead and then that's a little smack.
There you go. That's right.
There's nothing wrong with giving a smack to your old lady. Hey, what's going on? No. I know I don't. Hang on now, man. Don't make presumptions. Is this French?
Fucking bitch. There's one right there, and he's on a smack in the ass.
Hang right up on me. You got the wrong number. Making assumptions. I didn't even get to know who I was asking for. Bernadette Cooper. And Sussex. Phil Henry, I heard. Coconut, that's something that you announced last week after the show, that Phil Henry went back to his old format, just with the... with the goofy voices, and apparently he comes on in 10 minutes, I think, actually. I'm going to try to listen a little bit of that.
Put the info, stream info out there in the chat room, Kokanee.
Yeah, Kokanee, I give you a link to that, right? Hello?
Yes, you did. Yep.
Cooper. Bernadette Cooper, please. Bernadette going once. Bernadette going twice. No sale. I've lost the juice. It's late for me, man. It's 1 a.m. and I'm done. Okay. All right. I wanted to make note here that, was it MSC Thrickley who broke the news here earlier? Somebody broke the news just a little bit ago. Soupy Sales died. So that's pretty, Look, man, I know you remember him from when you were a teenager.
Yeah, man, he was beat the clock, dude. What's your line? That's way before these kids here, man.
Who's back in the pre-Civil War days here, you young whippersnappers? Rest in peace, Soupy Sales.
Good night, funny man. Yeah, I used to hear about him, but I never really got to experience him until after I was at a high school. Like, I would hear references to Soupy Sales all the time, but afterwards...
Oh, yeah, he had that big teeth and big smile. He had that... comb over hair, dude, dark hair.
Well, I know
he was cool, man.
And on Howard Stern, he used to be on right before Howard went on back in the old WNBC days. I heard some of the audio on History of Howard Stern, the second part or the first part? The first one, I think. It's funny because they had this little war going on where there was one where Howard was like, he was cutting the piano wires under the piano of Soupy's piano because he left a bunch of trash and mess and stuff. It's really good radio. Yeah, if you get a chance, I'm sure it's out there to download somewhere. History of Howard Stern. I think it was the first part that had the Soupy Howard War That was quite interesting, so I recommend that. And that's it. Milkman, why don't you take us out of here, white boy? Thank you.
What up, man? That's right, man. That's how I'm going to pick y'all out of here. That's right, because we love you right here in the madhouse, you know. All you out there listening to us, 98.6 the mouth.
That's right. This is your good buddy here, the Milkman. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. That's right. Everybody over here in our chat room, Cookie, Lonesome Loser, Nunu, Maven. That's right. Show your titties. Yeah. Saigon, welcome back. MST3 Clay. That's right. But thank you so much to our fearless numbers hit, and that's right, the Lonesome Loser.
Yeah, thank you, man.
God loves the Lonesome Loser, and so don't we. And I know I got a message earlier, the daddy's out there whacking off the gay porn. I hope your blisters heal up, that's why you can get some folks tonight. Hi. That's right, Dr. Lego, Zolar. That's right.
Yeah, he'll be on tomorrow.
As well. Good to see old Zolar. Zolar. Party Nation. On tomorrow night. That's right. Stay tuned on your favorite that channel. That's right. And I do want to especially thank you. That's right. Our listeners. We do it all for you. We give you the love every week. We pay the dime. We just ask for your time, man. Bring a friend. Better yet, bring an enemy and come join us again right here next week. Same bat channel. Same bat time. Same bat cat. And join our fearless leader. That's right. The Generalissimo of the Madhouse. Carbito El Manito. Thank you, big guy.
Thank you. My God, Milkman, you're going to die, old man? Whatever. All right, everybody, thank you, specifically the Lonesome Loser. I know Milkman already thanked you. I'd like to thank you as well because I fucking can. The website is madhouselive.com. The podcast is back. The forums are back. Everyone be sure to visit tuckermike.com. That's Tuck's website. I think he fell asleep with his dick in his hand over there. Yeah. Thanks, Kokanee, for joining us also. That's it. We're out of here. Thank you, everybody, for showing up. We'll see you next week. Yay!
Yay! Show your titties, baby.